Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, bleeds out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit.
What is entertaining?
Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What? Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Hathui, what are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up.
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue. And
issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. It's an issue. I'm not a problem. It's just an issue.
I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day. I come home. I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
The vision is real. The power is reawakening. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Conti and Kenny Show. Arrogance and alcoholism. Yes. Hey, what's up, Kenny?
What's going on?
I am in the studio by myself at the moment, but Kenny is right here with me. You're in
right, what? Sitting right next to you.
Where are you, Tallahassee?
Tallahassee. And you know what? Unfortunately, every time I cut a talk, it cuts out. So it's when we broadcast. It's not the equipment.
Oh, son really? I don't understand. Why does that do that?
I don't know. When I talk, when I say a couple of words, it goes blank in my earphones. And then you pop back in once I stop talking.
So it's the same exact thing as what it was before?
Yeah. Yep. It just sounds better.
It makes no sense.
Yeah. Can you hear anything? Everything I say? Perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, we're gonna try something. You're gonna talk at the same time I am. Okay. So we'll both say "Welcome to the Conti and Kenny Show" at the same time.
All right, count it down.
One, two, three.
Welcome to the Conti and Kenny Show.
Kenny Show. Okay, it's not a disaster, but it's gonna be a mess.
It's gonna be a little bit of a mess. Well, that was adorable. We did it at the same time. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Conti and Kenny Show. The show is, the phone number for the show, 330-227-4643, 330-2-CRINGE, Or if you just want to use Skype, it's NPN Studios. And if you're listening on the TuneIn app, if you want to go into the chat room, it's morelikeradio.com/live. And follow our Twitter accounts, at CNKShow, at Joe Conti Comic, at Kenny Michaels 5, and be our friend on Facebook. And also subscribe to the Conti and Kenny Shorts, which is brand new. So what's going on, pal?
What? Say it again. I'm sorry.
What's going on, pal?
Oh, no, nothing. I know. I shut the mic off. I shut the speaker off.
Oh, okay.
We're okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we're okay. Because
I'm not doing that. I will just pack it in and go home to an air-conditioned house if that's the case.
No, no, no. We're good. I hit the mic off the speaker by accident. But I'm good, man. It's steamy, hot, and shit down here in Tallahassee.
Tallahassee.
I tell you honestly, man. It's like it's like Boca and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
What's that? No, it's like Boca, where it's a lot of transplanted New Yorkers and everything, a lot of Yankee hats.
Mm-hmm.
And if you drive like an hour or so north, you're in Georgia and all kinds of backwoods, goddamn bullshit kind of stuff. But over here, it's kind of regular. And we're right next to FSU, the fucking college stadium. Looks like a fucking coliseum.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Huge.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. So you're like in the middle. You're near Gainesville.
No, no, I'm right near Tallahassee, but like an hour away from Panama City.
Oh, I'm thinking Florida.
I'm out like an hour. It's the Panhandle.
I'm thinking Florida Gators. I'm sorry, you're talking about Florida State.
No, 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 no. I'm northwest.
Yeah.
Northwest Florida.
Florida Gators is the one that's right in the middle of Florida, in between like Orlando and like Tampa, in the middle
exactly.
of absolutely nowhere, just a bunch of hicks. So that's when I was confused. That I'm sorry. Hey, dude, you know what? I don't know if you realize this.
But speaking of...
Go ahead.
No, 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 go ahead. I got you.
Oh, it's the 22nd of July, and in 3 days, it would be 8 years since we started doing this show to the day. So, like,
it's an eight-year anniversary, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. We did our first show on July 25th, 2005. You kind of ended up coming in sometime around September as like a regular. And then you know, we ended up changing the name and all that. But, man, it's been 8 years with basically every...
No progress?
no progress and no money. Basically with, you know, even though we took a break and I was doing my own thing for a year or so, you minus that like 1 year, we've been basically doing... you know, radio for, you know, 8 years, you know, and once a week, missing a couple here and there, like maybe five shows a year, you know.
Yeah.
If it came, you know, like Memorial Day weekend and Labor Day, because they always seem to fall, you know, they fall on a Monday. And if like Christmas or Christmas Eve or something fell on a Monday or
yeah, it's really
like
only
that.
maybe three, four a year.
Yeah. And you're right.
It's crazy.
We haven't progressed at all. It's the same nonsense.
It's the same nonsense.
Bullshit. You just don't do as much Cosby. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and we even want to go and dig up the old same
yes,
nonsense.
Of course, yeah, because we're like, you know what? We're putting out this new, you know, shorts thing, best of. You know, we're not putting out anything real, new, and exciting. Let's find the old stuff. And see if maybe
we're like Hall and Oates. We don't come out with any new shit. We just play the hits.
Hey, listen, She's Gone. You want to do it again?
Give what they want.
You want to do She's Gone again, buddy?
Yeah, Hall and Oates doesn't even they don't even rehearse. They're just like, we know what we're gonna play. I saw an interview with him. He's
oh, yeah?
like, we don't rehearse. He's like, we go on tour. We play the hits. We've been playing them for 35 fucking years.
Yeah.
Beat it. You get what you want. Buy the tickets. Fill my pockets. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah. I mean, they put out enough tunes, you know. They can live off, you know, just their hits. They were machines, yeah. though, dude. Hit machines.
Yeah.
Hall &
yeah.
Oates.
So were we. The first... I think there was probably a three month stretch in like 2008 where we were unstoppable. Now after that and before that, it is just blah. Right around the Puppies and Sunshine. The first Puppies and Sunshine. That's mm-hmm. when we, I think we were at our hot, our hottest point.
If we were a stock, we should have sold it right then. That was May of 2008, if you need to know.
Yeah, it was May. That's right. Right. I mean, yeah, May 8th.
Like, I think it was May 7th or 8th, yeah, when we got to do it in the XM studios, which was so cool.
So. Yeah, that was a blast. But now we're still here. We've, you know, we do the show sometimes thousands of miles apart, which hurts my heart, but we still get it done.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, there's always something to yap about. And, you know, you being the professional now, being the career man, you're out, you know, like twice a month, you know, doing your little restaurant vacationing around the country. And showing people how to make a fucking meatball sandwich. So, you know, and you're getting paid handsomely for it. And I'm very happy for you.
And that's the only reason why I do it. That is the only reason why.
I think that's the only reason why we all, except for like what we do, you know, when you're, you know, like doing stand up or something like that, where you're doing it for the love of it. And then you're like, hey, I'd like to get paid for this. But that's what everybody does. You go to work. And you go
have,
to,
yeah, you have to.
You know, I love how they, you know, it's like, hey, you know what? I was driving by the Verizon building, which is in Basking Ridge, New Jersey. It is one of their main headquarters. It is a compound. It is huge. And I sat there and I looked at it and it just occurred to me, like, those people that work in there, they're basically slaves for that company. Because you have to go there on certain days. If you don't, you get penalized or you get demerits. Or if you don't, you have to give them one of your days that you keep, your sick days or whatnot. And the only way you can get out of there is to go and find another place that will let you go and work there. And granted, you're making money and all that, but because it looked like this... It looked like Waco. It looked like the Branch Davidian place. I mean, it's huge. And it just freaked me out because, I mean, you really break it down, we all basically, we work, we have to. You know, like, hey, you know what? Even if you own your house, like people talk about, hey, you know what? I own my house. Yeah, you own your house, but you still pay rent to live there. You pay rent for that property. You don't own that property.
Yeah.
Even if you, quote, own the property, you have to pay tax on that. That's rent. You don't, in this life, we really don't own anything. The only thing you really have is, like, your word and a couple of things that are, like, yours that you can hold on to. And then if you want, you could just burn it and then nobody could ever have it again. You know what I mean? But
it's like Carlin's stuff bit. Yeah. I gotta find a place for putting more stuff. Like, now yeah. I got shit all over the world.
Right, you know?
I know exactly what you mean, man. That's the reason. One reason why. One's the reason why. And why.
One's
the
reason why. I didn't realize you were Swedish. Swedish man.
No, but you know, I'm my own boss pretty much out here. I'm by myself.
Yeah, you do your thing.
I have I've got a bunch of guys under me. I travel all over the country on their dime. And I basically took the job to set my plan in order to travel, do stand-up all over the country as I'm traveling, working on that's getting there. But I don't see the same thing every day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm in a different town
right.
every other week. You know, so it's not that some people may have been made out of mud, most, you know, the 16 tons of mud. You know what I mean? That song. You know what I'm talking about?
Is that Cash? Or is that Big John?
No. It's I forget who it is, but it's, you know, it's basically
right.
Yeah,
I'm wearing a Johnny Cash shirt.
It's just you walking into the factory.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Cash might have done it.
I don't think it was. I think it was Big John stuff. Big John something. But anyway, but that's the point. And you know, that's what you work so you can, you know. And if you have kids, you work to, you know, take care of your kids, take care of your family, but. You know, that's it, you know? So it's like, if you can find something that you can truly love and have a passion for, the money is just the frosting. You know what I mean?
Right.
But with everyday work, the money is the cake. You know, the frosting is your vacation days or a perk here and there, whether it's a gas card or, you know, whatever perks businesses give you, a cell phone or, you know, whatever it is, you know?
Yeah. And you know when you really hate working is when you pray to get diarrhea. So that you'd rather sit home squeeching out of your butthole all day long just so you could make that call. You would rather trade a day of misery of liquid shits than have to go into the office. That's what I couldn't stand. I couldn't live like that. You know what I mean? Once that happens, I'm off the grid again. Yeah. I only work like this because I turned, 34 years old and was like, what am I going to be at 44? You know?
Well, look at me.
You still feel 18 in your mid-30s.
I know. It's just Colorado dickheads in the chat. Come on in the chat, guys. It's morelikeradio.com/live.
I've got, there's a guest in here. Hey, just found your show last week. So far, I like what I hear. Very nice. Check out the new Conti and Kenny shorts too.
Yeah, that's like a kind of a best of podcast. That's like about a half hour tops. We have six of them so far. It's Conti and Kenny shorts guest, and you'll probably get sick of us by 8:30. So we'll nice talking to you. What are you gonna do?
Thanks for the couple of listens.
But Mike is not here today, and Cousin Joe and Cornax were going to be sitting in, but they are sitting in traffic because New Jersey apparently floods every time it rains for more than 15 minutes. It basically started to rain when I got in the studio around 6 o'clock, and there's flooding everywhere. I'm telling you, I don't know anything about global warming. I don't know anything about any of that shit. But I'm telling you something. There is something going on with the weather because every time there is a new, anytime there's any type of a big type of storm, it throws the whole thing off. Like right now in North Jersey, from the last storm, from actually the last two thunderstorms, the Sandy and that Storm Irene, it's basically changed the landscape of the rivers in North Jersey. So now these rivers where normally, let's say, it would take 4 days of rain for them to fucking flood, now it's a day and a half and they're flooding. And I'm telling you, there's something going on in the weather systems on the planet that is fucking everything up. And I don't know if it's, I don't know, global warming. I didn't read enough on, I don't know much about it. But I'm saying there is something, the planet is going through some sort of an adjustment. And maybe the planet has diarrhea and it's just kind of shitting itself. Guys, get headphones. I'm sorry, right behind there. So maybe it's doing that. I don't know. I'm not saying that the planet has the flu or the planet's dying. But the planet's got a little diarrhea and it's shitting into the different pockets of whatever is going on in this fucking on the planet with this weather.
But, well, the guests that said, "Hey, I just found your show last week," just put in the chat room. Just kidding, it really kind of sucks.
Now I feel
and
a little better.
X in the chat room is we're both in North Jersey. Well, normally, but he asked what part of Jersey are we in. But this is up in the north part, Clifton, Parsippany, that kind of area.
Yeah, North Jersey. If you're looking at the state of New Jersey, it's the little profile of the little guy. We're in the head part. All right, that's where we're at.
But, this morning I actually we had some nice storms down here, some good Florida Gulf Coast storms.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, bad ones. It's been thunder and lightning all week since I've been here. Whatchamacallit?
Thunder and lightning? What are you, 11? It's been thunder and lightning?
Lightning?
It's just I don't usually hear adults say, it was thunder and lightning. It doesn't.
Thunder buddies.
Hey, Coletta and Cornax are here.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey,
just hello, to show guys. My dedication, how much I love you, Conti.
I was just bitching, not about you, but about how when it rains for 15 minutes, it floods.
It's a giant 46 fucking pool.
Was closed off, so I had to take a different ramp.
Yeah.
I just drove through Lake Erie to get here.
There was 46 was closed off. It started raining at 6 o'clock. It hasn't rained in a week.
We were literally, I don't know, 2 minutes or less away. Maybe probably a minute on staying on 46. Detours all around. Kept passing this one other 46 ramp. That was very interesting, but I have to tell you because I'm annoyed.
Right.
And we see cars backed up the ramp, afraid to keep going because it's so flooded.
Right.
So I'm like, fuck that. I'm going to try to find a different route. Go back, and I'm just like, all right, well, that car looks a little smaller than mine. It made it, so maybe mine can.
So, and you made it.
No, it's still running.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Most expensive and shortest Splash Mountain ride he's ever taken.
That's crazy.
It had to be above the tires, right? Corners.
I think it was.
This is Route 46 for anybody that doesn't live in the area. That's not an interstate, but it's a major highway.
It's all under the overpasses.
Yeah, on the overpasses, which never have this issue. But now, in the last year and a half, these couple of major hurricanes we've had that have changed the course of mighty rivers. It's changing shit. We are watching our planet fucking change.
Is that why you're on a global warming rant?
But I don't know anything about global warming. I'm not saying global warming. I'm saying, but there is something going on in the weather that is literally changing the way the maps look. The maps are going to start to get, we're going to have to redo our maps because the rivers are changing. The makeup of these fucking rivers are actually changing. It's ridiculous.
Mother Nature's on her period.
She really is. It's a red river of just madness. I'm not sure. But you said it was bad weather down there?
Hi, Kenny. Where are you, sweetie? Where are you?
Baby? What's going on, guys?
Where are you now?
Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh.
All right, just so you guys know,
FSU.
I'm going to explain to M. Kenny what your issue is with his mic. He's got a new mic and everything, and we were testing the mic out before the show. Once we start broadcasting, Kenny, now there's a slight bit of a delay. So when we talk...
That doesn't sound like a mic problem.
I don't know. It's not, but he says, you know, but now it sounds better.
Mm-hmm.
But when, like, if we say something, it takes him a half a second for him to hear it. Then he responds. So there's going to be a lot of stuff like that.
Most of the time, it's when I say something. Yeah, when I say something, it goes blank for about a second before I can hear you again after I talk.
So we can ask him to do the news.
Yeah, we'll ask him to. So basically, we're going to try to... Like, after you're done saying something, Kenny, we're going to take a little extra pause and, you know, respond to
it. It's going to work out well.
It's going to be fantastic.
We're all going to remember to do that. We're not going to talk over each other whatsoever.
No, not at all. Yeah. No.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine. It's not nearly as bad as it used to be. It's all on my side. I just have to, I can't talk over you guys. I've got to wait till you guys shut up with your bullshit, and I can sneak something good and funny and smart in.
All right.
Also, you're never going to talk ever.
Yeah,
the
good
funny
luck
guy
that.
Has to pause and wait for us to be done.
Exactly.
I see how it is.
The star of the show, basically, has to wait for us to get through our nonsense.
Or I should just, like, hang up now, because nothing's going to come.
Don't do that.
And we'll see. But we have, of course, Cousin Joe Coletta from the Cousin Joe Show. What?
I didn't finish the kicker at a story this morning.
Oh, there was a story?
We have the thunder and lightning, right?
Okay.
And I sang a Thunder Buddy song by myself. And I hear the smoke alarm beeping. So listen to the brilliance of this.
What's a smoke alarm?
A smoke alarm?
Never mind.
It's that thing you disabled in your room so you can smoke cigarettes there.
nobody has in their house anymore.
Yeah, but he said smoke.
What'd he say?
Smook.
Smook?
Yeah.
Oh, fine. Sorry, Kenny.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's I'm in Florida, so the accent's wearing off on me.
Okay.
So when the battery dies, it starts beeping. So I have the lightning cuts out the power. There's no power in the whole hotel. Nothing. So I'm just lying in bed, staring at the ceiling, right? And this thing fucking starts beeping. So I'm like, all right, I'll take the battery out. I'll go downstairs and I'll go to the front desk and get a new battery. So they've got the flashlights out and everything is dark. And I'm like, do you have a 9-volt battery? Because mine is beeping and I need a new battery for the smoke alarm. And this brilliant woman goes, oh, you know, they're all going off because we're out of electricity.
What?
But it runs on a battery. I need a new battery. It has nothing to do with fucking lightning or electricity. The whole reason why it's battery driven is so if there's a problem and the electricity gets cut off, you still have smoke alarms, you brilliant cunt.
What do you mean the power's out? My flashlight still works.
It still works. It's not plugged in. It's a remote control.
Yeah, so I was down. I'm like, just give me a fucking battery, please. Jesus. I don't want to explain the science of battery-powered equipment that has nothing to do with losing electricity. So that was the end of my story.
That's all right.
Did you get one? I would just take the battery out of the thing. Doesn't that make it
I
shut
would,
up?
But I've got to trust everybody else isn't fucking, you know, carbon monoxide in himself in a hotel room or
Listen,
something.
If you're in a hotel room, stop smoking. You won't need a smoke alarm. There's nothing in a hotel room. There's no reason for your hotel room to catch on fire unless there's an electrical problem. Yeah, and it's going to be real.
Makers, dude?
What?
Seen those coffee makers?
What's up? Yeah.
I don't know.
An
electrical malfunction.
Yeah. The only time your hotel room should catch on fire if you were a band member of the Doors. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or the friction. Or if the friction causes the drapes to catch on fire. Because there's nothing, you know, if it's a socket, it's just going to, and then you're, you know, the fuse is going to blow, and then they're going to have to go and put a new fuse in. But for you to actually catch something on fire in a hotel room, you have to be having some real unlubed sex somewhere where you're rubbing two sticks together and you actually catch the bed or the drapes on fire. There's nothing else in a room that's going to catch on fire. Your clothes.
Or you're one of the three idiots that still smokes in a hotel room and falls asleep with a cigarette in his mouth and singes the pillow.
Well, if he's all hammered drunk.
Yeah, it's
like,
not being an idiot. That's just being drunk. It happens sometimes.
No, the guy I'm talking about was stone cold sober.
Well, it sounds like Joe was protecting himself on that one.
Just in case.
But, Kenny, I don't know if you know, of course, Cousin Joe was here sitting in. And, of course, I don't know if you remember Cornax.
I can.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't think you met him, but you've seen him in the chat room. And Cornax was just, he lives near Coletta, and we were like, yeah, why don't you come down? And now, somebody decided to pop in. Hi, Frank.
I wasn't planning on being on mic at all.
Oh, but yeah, put the headphones on.
No, just listening to hear if the air conditioner could be heard over.
Oh, okay.
But since I'm on mic, so just people who live next to Cousin Joe get to be on the show now.
I'm automatically their chauffeur.
That's it?
And yeah, yes. That's how I'm treated around here.
If you're on the road between Cousin Joe's place and the studio,
it's Cousin Chauffeur. Cousin Chauffeur.
You guys can feel the hate I got right now.
No.
And it's, why did you turn on any of the ACs?
I thought the fan was going to cool it over.
Yeah, that didn't work.
No.
Your fan ideas.
I called you an Islander. I don't know
what I'm at. AC's off?
Yeah, he just turned it on now.
Yeah.
My AC has been broken for 3 days. It's been 100 degrees in my house. I didn't notice.
Oh,
it was just so much cooler. I didn't notice.
That's good, though.
I like people who don't complain. Yeah, exactly. That's very good.
Frank digs those peeps.
Yeah, Frank walked in kind of mouthed like, too. I'm like, fucking hot. I'm fanning my shirt. I'm like, yeah.
He's putting on a minstrel show. He's like, oh, Lord, it's hot. He's like, exaggerating.
Oh, so, want me to chuck and jive for you?
No, shouldn't have said minstrel show. Should have said, I immediately regretted it.
Should have ended it at minstrel show.
No, no, I should have been like, you know, something less. I'm never going to be able to run for office because of this show.
Oh, I know, because that's what's
also
hold
because
it.
Of all the horrible things I've done.
Yes.
Yeah.
The in children.
The last 15 minutes.
The young children.
That's why it took me 25 minutes to get here.
So
Kenny's not here. That's good.
Yeah. We have a guy on the phone who's impersonating a.
Hey, you sound beautiful, Kenny. What kind of setup you got over there? Huh?
Kenny? I got a Blue Yeti.
All right, good. You get any money from Blue Yeti?
Huh? Blue Yeti.
No, it looks it's very nice. It looks like the old Tonight Show microphone.
Yeah. It is a nice setup. He has a pretty mic. It's like a mic fetish.
Yeah, it's still the same.
It sounds exactly the same.
It sounds a little better, but he still has the issue with the where he can't. it clicks out
maybe
when
it's
he
just
talks.
Him. Maybe it's just he's got. Maybe it's, the coke finally caught up with him.
It's the radio gods telling us that we should not do this.
Live?
No.
Yes.
So what were you talking about before I came in and interrupted? Even though I'm not taking any responsibility because you didn't have to put my mic on. It's your fault.
No, we were just. I was just telling Kenny who was just got in the studio. That was it.
I like the way Joe looked at you. Like, yeah, answer his question.
I didn't even pay attention to it. So. Yeah, Kenny, you were telling me before the show that because you flew down to Tallahassee, you had an interesting flight. Because I'm an expert flyer now, because I flew down to Florida 2 weeks ago and came back and survived. So, Kenny, let's hear your story, buddy. You know, we can chat about different flights. You know, I'm an avid flyer now. I'm not too scared.
you make it the lead-in is brilliant.
Yeah, it's great.
So let me tell you about my flight Friday.
Trying to hype this up much so it's such a disappointment.
Wait a minute,
when you tell us that the flight attendant didn't bring your peanuts. I did.
Yeah. That's his complaint?
No, I don't know, whatever it is.
We'll see.
They weren't even honey roasted.
No. So what happened, bro? Tell us about your flight.
I don't even want to do it now.
Oh, come on!
The kicker of the joke was the last plane that I flew on was Silver Air, and the engines were pink, and I missed the flight, got delayed, so I had to stay overnight in Tampa, in the airport, like fucking Tom Hanks in that fucking Terminal movie.
Terminal, right?
Yeah. So that was me Friday night, or it's Thursday night.
Okay.
So. 6 o'clock in the morning, I fly on Silver Air, so I get up early. I'm in the airport. I have a couple of Bloody Marys at 6:30 in the morning.
Of course you do.
Yeah. As I should. So then I get into the plane. In a plane, you have to walk out on the tarmac, right? And there's the two pilots. One looked like the guy from Duck Dynasty without the beard.
Okay.
He had the camouflage.
Isn't that
hat
everybody?
I can't picture him without the beard.
Isn't anybody from Duck Dynasty without the beard? Pretty much everybody else.
Yeah,
that's what distinguishes them from everybody.
He meant any guy from Duck Dynasty without a beard.
Okay.
He had the camouflage hat and the sunglasses on. He looked like the brother Jace.
Okay.
And then the other pilot looked like Reba McEntire
without the beard
on his little fucking two propeller fucking 7-seat plane. Right.
Wait, you had to go on one of those little puddle jumpers.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah,
seven
so
seats.
There's six people on the.
You, say Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Beeve. For all the people,
Kenny's the big flopper.
Oh, hey!
Ew.
Did you have a sound effect for that?
No.
Get one.
I should. Yeah. Go ahead. So you have to take a puddle jumper. Go ahead.
No, that was the big joke. Was I told my sister what I was getting on. She's like, you know, don't Richie Valens yourself.
Right.
You know
what I mean? I'm so sorry. Not only was it a terrible joke, but I stepped on it. Oh, I feel bad. I really shouldn't have been on this show at all. Oh, sorry.
So I go to my, I try to get to my seat, and she's like, well, there's only four people on the plane, five people on this flight. You have to go all the way to the back. So we go all the way to the back of this 10-seated plane. And like I said, Reba McEntire, we take off, and the flight went
Reba
pretty good.
Right.
And then Nell Carter stewardess proceeds to go, anybody want drinks? So I'm like, I'll take a coffee. You know what I mean? So she comes back with a hot cup of water and two packets of Sanka.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Two packets of Sanka.
You must have made an impression.
Were you able to smoke on this flight, this 1975 airplane you're on?
I was reading the magazine, and it said, don't forget to tune in to the last episode of MASH.
That coffee was probably older than me.
Dude, Sanka.
Sanka.
Sanka
exactly.
I saved it.
I'll send you a picture.
Sanka is a great reference when you're telling a story. Like, if you're doing it as a punchline, you know, like, yeah, you want some coffee? Yeah, give me a cup of Sanka. But it's just because it's so old, but and it's a funny word. But for them to actually, first of all, not only did they just give you Sanka, they didn't even make it for you. They gave you the coffee.
No,
they said, here you go.
Give me Sanka.
Here's your ham bone and a fucking piece of bread. Make your own fucking sandwich. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she gave me a hot cup of water, a non-dairy creamer, and two packets of Sanka. And the guy sitting next to me looks at me and goes, Sanka?
like you were doing a commercial for Sanka. Yeah. You had to turn over, you had to deliver your line. Did you happen to have a headache? Did they give you any Bufferin?
No. I think maybe some Anacin.
I had
Anacin.
A sore throat.
Anacin. Even older. Cretz. Even older.
Sucrets.
Did he say you have a sore throat, Kenny, and they gave you Sucrets?
That was good.
He needed painkillers, so they gave him heroin.
All right, let the young guy come up with something that's old and let's all
he
laugh
did.
At
he went
him.
To he went to heroin before it was
fine.
Illegal.
Heroin, like a commercially available product, an old one. Come on.
I brushed my teeth on the flight with Topol.
I said the young guy, Kenny.
Did you shave with Barbasol?
I actually use Barbasol.
Oh, what an asshole.
Yeah, I totally use Barbasol.
I mean you, not me.
No, I mean, I don't care. It's just like, I don't know any other shaving.
Well, the other young guy that went to Barbasol. Barbasol's still on the shelf, man. You could buy Barbasol.
It's only
easily.
Bought on fucking gate night right before Halloween. It goes in mailboxes. Well, it's not for your face.
It's, well, if you're cheap.
I still use the Barbasol
ugly...
that you have to mix yourself and then put it on your face with a little brush. That brush.
You still have a straight razor and a strap of leather.
Yeah, was there a... When you were flying, did they put a hot white towel on your face and give you a nice shave? And did you pat the pilot? Did you pat the old stewardess on the ass when she went down the aisle?
Hey, John, come in here. We're doing old jokes.
All right.
Don't call John
I'm
in
calling
here.
In Wingman. All right, come on. We got something else. Right. Come on.
Okay, all right. Real quick. Here's the end of the story.
Oh.
So I step out of the plane, and it's like a five-step little ladder. And I get out, and everybody else has carry-ons. So I look in the luggage bin. The co-pilot's standing right next to it, and I see my bag. And I go, can I have my bag? And he goes, no, you got to go to the baggage claim. I go, there's one bag in there. That's, you know, I have to walk across the airport, you know, the tarmac. I can just grab my bag now. He's like, no, it's procedure. You got to go to the baggage thing.
You got
to
be kidding me. All the way down. You're looking at your bag.
I'm looking at my bag right there, and he's standing right in front of the flap that's open, and I can see my brand new suitcase that I just bought. So I'm like, okay. So I have to go down these two elevators, and I go to the baggage claim, and I'm the only one standing there. And all of a sudden, I'm by myself.
And you have to sit there and wait for the counter cell for your one little lonely bag?
Yeah. I'm the only one there, and I hear clunk, 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 and it spits it out. I grab my bag, and I'm like, the fuck was the purpose of that?
No, the dude was just like, he could stand to lose a few pounds.
Yeah, he probably was saying, you know what, your neck, maybe we're getting, you know, getting a little neck fat, Kenny.
Go fetch your bag, fatty.
You know, and maybe he wanted you to take a little walk.
He could have just gave me my fucking bag. I saw it right there. I'm like, give me the bag. It's got wheels. I'll just roll it in. I'm gone. I'm out of your hair.
Yeah.
You close it up and see your next flight.
That's funny, dude. Jesus.
Yeah, I can hear it coming. Clank, 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 clank. Just spits it out. Boom. And then I'm the only one there.
Wow.
Like a fucking jerk off.
Well, when are you coming back? Are you going to be back for next week or no?
No, I won't be.
So we're going to have this disaster
right now,
next week also?
Hey, I didn't.
Not you guys.
Make
the
it
disaster
rain?
With him because of this
delay?
Yeah, a little
bit.
But so far, it's okay.
I'm blaming Frank's internet.
It's not as bad as it was. I just have to. I can't step on you guys because you guys stop to hear me, and then we both pause. So I just have to learn how to use this mic.
Okay. Well, I just want to remind everybody that next Sunday night is the big Otto and George benefit.
Oh, shit. Did that sell out already?
I don't think so.
Well, okay.
And they're still working on a few more people. Right now, it's the Reverend Bob Levy, Bonnie McFarlane, and Rich Voss. And they're trying to get more people. Problem is that a lot of guys are up this. It was Jim Norton was supposed to be on the show also.
Right.
But he's at the Montreal Just for Laugh Festival.
But did you say Florentine's making it?
I don't know yet.
Oh.
The problem is, I think a lot of these guys are going to be at that festival. So it's, you know. They're working on a couple other guys.
Lineup already is great.
It's going to be great anyway.
Yeah.
So if anybody's interested, go to jjcomedy.com. And get your tickets. They're $30 prepaid. They're $35 at the door that night. And if you can't go, and if you want to make a donation, there's information where you can actually go on the website. There's information, and you can send some money, and it'll go help our pal Mr. Peterson.
Awesome.
Is July 28th, and it's 8 o'clock at the Holiday Inn in Parsippany, and the place is called Pure. The restaurant's called Pure. Mm. But it's like, it looks just like Bananas. It's the old comedy shop.
Right.
Holds about 300 people. It's a beautiful room.
Very nice.
So, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to go. We discussed this already.
The reason why, I don't want to hear it again. It's going to make me more irritated than I am tonight because of this monsoon at a drive-thru.
Yes.
Kenny, real quick, Marianne in the chat said the guy at the airport thought Kenny was too hopped up on Sanka, so he wanted him to walk off with Buzz.
Funny you should mention that. We've confirmed, and instead of
John?
Hand sanitizer, John and I have discovered that
Research.
They have Boraxio
powdered hand soap.
Baraxio powdered hand.
Is that
soap.
It looks like white crystals?
We don't know.
It's in a blue bottle.
We did a lot of research
online. It's probably
online.
Made of lye.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of lye in there.
It probably strips your skin off if you hold your hands under it too long.
Americans used it to dye their hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the joke we're going with.
This is our pal comedian, John Midas.
That was initiation in Fight Club.
And then you can cool off with a nice, refreshing Billy beer.
Billy beer. That was good. Yeah. Now, how old are you, Cornax?
20.
Oh, you're a baby. That's a good reference for a 20-year-old.
No, and he didn't even use his iPhone.
No, he didn't. No.
Why is Joe Coletta looking down at me like I'm a joke?
I'm looking at the chat, sir.
Yeah, what are they saying?
I was actually trying to think of other older beer names.
You were? Yeah.
Throwing a blank.
50% of that is judging, but 50% of that is like, I got
to Kenny had to douse it down with a Peels beer just to...
Oh, is that what he slid in there?
Peels? Yeah. Owen Brown. Peels.
I don't drink, so I'd have a big cup of Bosco.
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 Bosco chocolate syrup.
Oh, the chocolate syrup. Bosco. Very nice.
Thank you.
I like the way that this joke wasn't really that funny to begin with.
No,
because we're digging.
Well, because what we do is we keep moving on and then coming back to it.
It's
moving on.
It's
that three steps forward and one step back.
I will call you guys at 9:30 with yet another old product. I just have to confer with some.
You
geeks.
Know what? Before John goes,
you're just gonna uninvite him. That's good.
Yeah. I'm uninviting
Schaefer,
you.
Schaefer beer.
You know
Schaefer.
What?
Schaefer.
Schaefer beer.
No one got the Lowenbrow reference.
No. Yeah, we heard Lowenbrow.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Yeah. Sing Frank Sinatra while you drink Lowenbrow.
So, good in plenties.
Good in plenties. What's he talking about? So anyway, John. Very quick. John, you are a comedian and a friend of the show. You do a podcast in here. And you are of the African-American. You're a black... I don't like that. I call you a black guy. That's how I call you. Let me ask you something.
Without getting his approval first.
Yeah. We're not going to make... I haven't talked to anybody about this except just on the show.
Uh-huh.
What is your thing with this fucking whole Zimmerman thing? All right, I wanted to talk about it last week, but there was nobody around, and I was actually going
to
see about
no
it.
No one around to corner and make feel uncomfortable.
No,
hey, you represent your entire race.
Because John is a guy who feels uncomfortable.
That's the only emotion you know is uncomfortable.
Right now it is.
Yeah.
Stop it. Come
defend yourself against Whitey.
I'm just saying.
I'm not allowed to. It's legal. It's illegal to defend yourself against Whitey.
This is my only issue with this whole thing, is that there only seems to be two sides to this story, like two extreme sides. One is that this guy did nothing wrong, and all they do is look at this kid's background and what happened, or this guy is a racist, murdering scumbag. Not anything else you want to say. Like, nobody wants to come into the middle and go, you know what? The guy fucked up. He's an idiot and a moron. But not, hey, you know what? The guy, because you know what? All the protests right now, everything we're protesting, what are they protesting? What is the issue? Who's the racist? This is more of this fucking flooding thing. Like, is he a racist because he had a gun?
I don't think that's what the alarm is for.
Yeah, it's for...
No, it isn't. Not in this case.
Yeah.
It meant take a break.
Oh, you meant that? Oh, okay. What is that noise?
Kenny, did you fall down the stairs?
Kenny,
one of those
what the fuck is going on?
Thing? What the fuck is... Kenny, did your significant other push you down the stairs?
That's protesters.
Oh, yeah, John can't hear.
Yeah. What the fuck is... Kenny, are
you... Kenny, are you okay?
Kenny?
Well, let's assume Kenny's dead.
Let's hope
but,
so.
But continuing on.
Okay, so this is my only issue. It just seems to be this two-sided monster, and there doesn't seem to be any type of common sense anybody. Because you know what? If there's going to be demonstrations and protests, you know what they should be protesting? That fucking stand your ground law.
That's what a lot of the protests are about. Yeah.
But it doesn't, they don't, well, all right, this goes to the media again. Uh-huh. It doesn't show that. It just shows the people... basically saying, you know what, Zimmerman is this, and the prosecution, and these guys having death threats, and all this shit, instead of this fucking law. Because you know what, there's a lot of death threats being thrown around, and it's like, why don't we get to the fucking, the meat of the issue is this law.
You can't listen, I don't know who you're talking to, or what media you're watching, but you
I don't
can't.
Think he was talking to me.
Oh, well, bye.
No, Frank, but he actually asked me specifically.
Yeah, he kind of did. He did kind of address you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He's gone. He's gone forever.
Is that the only, is that all we got to do to get rid of Frank? Bring John in here?
I'm really good at it. I've known him a while. Well, my reaction was the same as my cousin's reaction, which was, why is anybody surprised? This sort of thing happens all the time. And
what sort of thing?
Black people getting killed for being black and walking around.
But that
like there's been several.
You're not comparing this to something like an Emmett Till, right?
No.
Okay.
There's levels,
because that's like fucking, that's on the, that's like the despicable level where it's obvious, overt, and, you know, everything around the time made it okay to do something so despicable. So go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It wasn't. Yeah, there are levels of bad, but it was basically because of people's perceptions, and it's basically because of people's perceptions of others that we act on our perceptions. We act on our prejudices. We act on what we think. And he was acting on his prejudices, whether he was aware of it or not. And that's the inherent flaw. Now, you can't protest that. You can protest a just legal system, which is what a lot of places in the South have. Like, since then, there's a black woman who she shot at her husband. Not shot him, because she could have shot him, but she shot at her husband because he was beating her. But he wasn't beating her at the time, and she's got sentenced to 20 years.
Right.
Now, this guy maliciously shot somebody intentionally and got nothing. So, and there's numerous examples of, like, how blacks have higher incarceration rates for similar offenses. So that's what we are.
But the other case, I don't know much about this case, but the one with the woman and her husband, she didn't kill him, right?
No.
Okay, so there was her testimony and his testimony, right?
Yeah.
See, that's the difference. Unfortunately, yeah. Trayvon had no testimony.
Yeah, because that's the big loophole that lets murderers get away a lot of times.
Well, it's obvious that if this happened in another state, Zimmerman would at least have gotten something.
He would have been arrested.
Probably. And
Well, 6 weeks later.
Well, it's obvious that somebody thought that there wasn't enough evidence against him to charge him with something because of the fucked up laws that are in Florida. So instead of the chief of police and all these guys are going to risk their careers for some fucking dude that they don't know, you know what I mean? And that's what a lot of people are talking, like, hey, you know what? The chief of police, and they didn't want to arrest him because of blah, blah. And this is all I'm saying is that I don't think Zimmerman was a racist. I don't even think Zimmerman wasn't out joyriding looking for kids to fuck with. He was out doing whatever their neighborhood stupid fucking watch, these dumb, stupid fucking neighborhood watches, okay, which I think are ridiculous. You know, you're giving a guy the perception that he's supposed to play policeman when a policeman has certain skills. If he was a cop, first of all, none of this shit would have happened.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have happened. First of all, Trayvon wouldn't have looked at him like, who the fuck are you? Because he would have saw a cop car.
Yeah.
So he would have either been like, oh man, what the fuck did I do? Or whatever. So I just think there were a lot of things that happened. And, you know, like you hear about these kids that get shot in their house from a stray bullet.
Yeah.
In these fucking drive-bys. And you go, well, you know what? Who do you fucking blame? And it sucks. But sometimes you're in a bad fucking place at the wrong fucking time. And you know what? And I'm not blaming anybody, but, like, let's just say Trayvon was in a bad mood that night. He was fighting with his dad, or he was pissed off, fighting with his girlfriend, whatever. And he was walking home and he was pissed. You know, and you know, we all have those days. And you know what? We were all 17. And when you're 17, you think you can fucking rule the world. We think we're always fucking right. We're filled with testosterone. And some fucking goofy 30-year-old.
But then he comes along upon Yosemite Sam.
Well, okay, that's what I'm saying. So here comes this 30-year-old goofball who's like, hey, what are you doing around here? And maybe a fucking, maybe if you were a half a brain, you'd say, hey, bro, listen, we're keeping an eye out on the area, and we've had a lot of break-ins.
So what's happening? You know what I mean? You live around here, blah, blah, blah. Instead of maybe just, and I don't know what he said. If he said, what are you doing around here? It almost sounds kind of like, what you doing around here, boy? You know, yeah. Like any old thing.
But
so
you're still talking like this guy was white. You realize he was Peruvian.
Oh, right, yeah.
And,
well, whatever it is. I didn't even bring up he's white. I don't give a fuck what color he was.
That's obviously what everyone's focused on.
Well, yeah, everybody brings up the fact that he's white, just like, you know, they Tiger Woods, they always bring up the black part of Tiger Woods when he was the golfer.
Because historically, black people have been treated how we look. It's like, so if a black person was half white, they were treated like they were black.
Black,
so we basically treat, we don't... I just got to stop saying we, but like it's been my experience because I really don't speak for all black people. I'm like,
no, you're speaking for yourself. That's why I asked you, and you put on your show, and I like to hear your opinion on this. That's all.
Yeah, but it's like we don't. A lot of people don't differentiate between white and Jewish, except for white people. So the fact that he's, you know, he looks white. He may be from Peru or whatever, or he may be Hispanic.
Actually,
but he looks
when he was. When you first saw his pictures, when he was thin, to me, he looked Spanish.
He was thin?
Well, yeah.
In Zimmerman?
The first picture
look
was
at the pictures
an
when
old
he...
one, but the more recent picture, like when it first happened, he was very thin. He looked very Hispanic, yeah.
I actually have a theory. I think they purposely fucking made him get big, put on like 50 pounds, mm-hmm. so he looks soft. Because when you looked at him, if I didn't know who George Zimmerman was, and I saw a picture of him... He kind of almost looks like he could be in like a fucking mild street gang. Like he looks
That's
like a fucking...
weird. Every picture
yo,
looks
Holmes,
different.
What you doing here?
Yeah, yo, Holmes. You ever have your shit pushed in? You know
That's
what I mean?
The same guy.
Yeah, I just Googled image.
Is it weird?
Zimmerman Young
every picture
him,
looks different.
Yeah, it's weird, right? But
he did get whiter. Look at that. Yeah. In the courtroom, he looks whiter.
Yeah, they kept him in a basement so he could his tan.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I've heard nothing from Black America except this guy. Is a racist and he's a murderer. And you know what? He fucking killed this kid. Absolutely. But I don't think he went out looking to fucking find some kid. You know what I mean? Or
no,
anybody.
Stupid.
I think
he was an idiot.
Well, if that may be, but when you throw it on a pile, it gets lumped in.
Yeah, it does.
On the pile of time of things like this that have happened, and that continuously happen every day.
Do you
like
also
stop and frisk laws?
Right.
And just the whole. You can be stopped by people for just being black.
Hey, let me tell you something. Now they've proven that you can shut down a city. In this country, they shut down Boston for two fucking days to look for a 19-year-old fucking retard. So
you don't think they should have?
What?
You don't think they should have?
Oh, no. Because you know what? How long do you wait? Let me ask you something. 3 days? 5 days?
Good question.
A week? What? Can you live inside your house for a week? Hey, you know what? Can I walk my dog and go get milk? We're still looking for fucking Afghan Hulala, whatever the fuck his name was.
Yeah, but it's easy to say that now, but if you were living over there, would you even want to leave your house?
Yes.
If you were in that area?
It's a fucking 19-year-old kid.
You
What's he going to do?
Then?
Hide out, look
Nobody
for me? He's hiding out. He's hiding from the FBI. He's not going to look for me.
Yeah, I would have.
I don't know. When do you decide? You know what? We're going to let everybody go. We're going to let everybody leave their house. I don't know. I found it a little fucked up. And I know you didn't know who it was at the time, but they got the one dude and they knew who they were going after. So we're getting off track a little bit. But
I'm just going to say this. Isn't it interesting how he has the same bruise from when he was arrested? And it looks fresh each and every single day.
Who's this?
The 19-year-old bomber.
Oh, really?
It seems to look every time you see his picture. He has that same bruise on his eye.
Yeah. I don't
good.
Know. It's not healing. Well, yeah. He was Chechenian. Like, and when we talk about that, I keep pointing out to people. You know, that's like firmly in Europe. Like he's European.
Yeah, I know exactly. But see the thing, and you know what bothers me now about after the Zimmerman case from a lot of white people. This bothers me too on Facebook is that white people are putting up stories of shit that's happened. Certain stories like the two kids that shot that baby in the face. Robbing?
Yeah,
you heard about that story, right?
Yeah.
I think
it was one guy,
but
actually.
Again, I'm not
two kids.
A good example.
No, but what I'm saying is, and this is what people are doing on Facebook now. What they're doing is, where's the outrage? Like, there's a story about those four guys who fucking beat up a fucking Marine to death, right? And whatever. Here were four black guys. He was a white dude. And all these people are going, well, where's the outrage for this? Well, here you go, stupid. Those guys were charged...
and are serving fucking prison terms.
Yeah.
What outrage? Yeah, you want to be outraged about people's criminality? Well, we could talk about that all day. Why do people kill? Why are people scumbags? So what they're doing is, what people are doing is they're putting out these stories, and it's very passive aggressive. It's basically saying, oh, by the way, black people, you guys do this. And we get it. Everybody fucking does crimes. And if you want to say there's different crimes for different fucking groups or whatever, I don't care. But the point is that if there was Twitter fucking 20 years ago, would there have been a fucking mass outrage with the whole OJ thing? Because well, you were too young
I
for this.
I think if there was Twitter, there might not have been riots.
You think?
It wasn't people? A bunch of riots. It was just a bunch of white people sulking going, aw.
No, I think Twitter helps riots. It helps organize them.
No.
If you really...
I don't know.
No riots. There have been protests.
There's been more than protests. There's been at least two stories where...
In Oakland,
black guys beat the shit out of like a jogger white guy, and as they were kicking
the shit... Oh, no, it was a girl. Yeah, it was a chick. But that's an isolated incident.
Let me finish. As they were kicking the shit out of him, they're going, this is for Trayvon. It happened twice.
But that's not a riot. Yeah. That's after 9/11 when guys were beating up fucking cab drivers, and there were morons. You know what I mean?
Right. Not for this case, but I have seen previously on Twitter other people have said, "Oh, let's start a riot. Let's start a riot." And what happens? Those idiots get arrested.
Yeah.
You don't put that on Twitter.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Although you do have
it exposes the idiots.
You can understand in Florida if they're protesting against Stand Your Ground law. In Oakland, are they protesting the Stand Your Ground law?
No. And the thing is, these different demonstrations, and when they get a little out of hand, we talked about this last week, that is what people do to marry themselves to certain things.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What's the... Do you have any black people, no matter what race you are, get killed every single day, young, old, murdered for no fucking reason? Why did the president have to comment on this?
Well,
what
because
makes so much more special
the media
than any
put
other
it out there.
Chicago was, fucking murder that just happened today.
Well, because
he was young and he was unarmed.
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of other guys that get killed
it's
unarmed.
The best story.
This story worked for one big reason. Yeah. This is the reason why this story worked. That story about the two kids who were robbing that chick holding her fucking baby and shot the baby in the face. That story should have been on for weeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know why it wasn't? Because there's no debate there. There's nobody that's going to say, well, you know what? That kid had it coming to him.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Joe so Mike. It's not going to spark up a debate to get people who
to
are going to
TV.
Battle back and forth endlessly, like abortion, like gay rights, all those things that are never going to get solved. So they put this case up there because they realize, holy shit, it's this white dude killing a young black kid. And guess what? When it's a white guy killing a black person, it's going to get black people outraged.
It's also going to get media attention. If it was
that, but it's getting their attention because black people are going to be outraged and white people are going to listen. And white people are going to go, oh, so you're outraged. Why are you outraged? Things have gotten so good.
Yeah.
So it's going to get both sides. If it's a black crime against white, right? White is too big of a group. It makes up whatever the percentage is that most white people are going to go, whatever. I'm still going to go home and I'm still going to watch my TV and watch my shows.
Again, the guy was Hispanic. He wasn't white.
Whatever it is.
The point is, it is
a perception. So what happens is white people aren't going to sink their teeth into it. Just black people, because the blacks are going to say, well, you know what? It was a black guy against a white person, but they're not going to give a fuck either. When it's a black against a white crime, it doesn't get both sides in it with their teeth in it.
Because it's also never called a hate crime when it's black against white.
It doesn't. This wasn't called a hate crime. This was never called a hate crime.
Which is weird because I have heard of certain crimes where it's like they say they kill someone, they call them a cracker or something, and then it's not a hate crime, even though they'll use racial language.
Well, I don't even want to get, because that could get into a whole other different thing of a different type of racism or different type of hate. Because I believe there's a different type of racism. I believe there's white racism, black racism. Wow. Black racism is a retaliatory type of racism. Black racism is a reactionary racism, okay? That's what it is. Black people's racism, tell me if I'm right.
I'm looking at the black guy. You agree?
Tell me if I'm right. Black people's racism is there because, oh, by the way, it's almost like if me and you were just start, bullshitting, and I punched you in the face. And you were like, really? Boom, you punch me right in the face. On the surface, if you're just looking and you say, well, what happened? That guy and that guy punched each other in the face. It's the same thing, but it's not. I punched you first and you said, yeah, fuck you, and you punched me back. Now, granted, you could say, well, you know what? You should have walked away, blah, blah, blah. Black people's racism is a reactionary racism to say, really? You don't like us? Well, fuck you. We don't like you either. That's, to me, that's what that racism is. And whether it's wrong or right or whatever, you know, like when black people say, you know what, all white people are fucking devils.
Yeah.
They're saying that because they're like, you know what, you've always called us this and you've always thought we were garbage. So you know what, fuck you. And oops. Either one is not right, but I believe it's different.
It is different.
I truly
basically,
believe it's different.
You can't be part of the majority group and be a victim. You got to pick one or the other.
Yeah,
you can't be white and be the victim.
It sucks. Just, you could be victim on a personal level.
Yeah, on a personal level, but not as a group.
You can't be like, we white people are persecuted.
Yeah.
You could say, hey, you know what? Me, I was fucked with. That's why I always said, if you're going to fuck with people, or if you're going to have, like they have the Knighted Negro College Fund, right? And they always say, well, how come you can't have a white college fund? You know what? They That's do have white college funds, but they do. But you know what they are?
It's called mommy and daddy's bank account.
But not even that. There are different places you can go to. If you're a Greek, you can go to a place where they help Greek kids out. There are places where if you're Italian, you can go and help that.
I don't like to help your argument here, but when I was in the Rockland Tech Center for Electrical, I got an Italian scholarship from some...
That's what I'm saying. But you're not going to find a white one.
I didn't ask for it either, but, by the way.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. So when you break it down into the smaller groups...
Sons of Italy, that's what it was.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
I knew the Greek one.
I'm not a member of that shit. I don't know why I got it.
You're like, hey, have some money. You're like, okay. Sure.
I wonder why they thought to give it to you.
Well, they figured, you know, with all the Bud Light and the salvia that you're smoking.
Bud Light Platinum, excuse
fucking
you.
Fucking disaster. But I don't know. To me, the Zimmerman thing bothered me because it didn't seem like anybody on either side who they thought was either guilty or not guilty could come to some sort. Look, when you're talking about Trayvon's family and friends, I don't expect them to be anything but heartbroken and ridiculously fucking emotional about it.
Of course, absolutely
but
not.
For everybody else, it's like, do you really think, like, this guy set out, like, what was, like, all right, he was a racist. Well, what made him a racist? Was it him driving around? Was it him having a gun? Was it him talking to this kid? Was it him shooting him? What made him a racist? If you want to say what made him an idiot is the fact that he was trying to be a police officer when he shouldn't have been. And yeah, I think he should be punished for it, but unfortunately, the stupid rules in that fucking in that state stopped it. So now they're saying, you know what, all these people, the fucking judge and the what else are the jury, are they racist? You know what I mean? No,
it's all I'll just say this. It's all by association. And the thing is, it's all association and perception, and there are facts. But when have facts ever gotten in the way of an opinion?
Right. And that's the problem. It's all on all sides with this, because this has been thrown in our face over and over and over again. It's all become emotional, because when you see something over and over again, the facts tend to go, and then you're left with an emotion.
Hey, JoJo, can I pop in real quick?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Marianne in the chat room put a link to a YouTube video, and she says, allegedly Trayvon was heading home to make lean. In quotation marks, it's made with codeine, Arizona watermelon fruit drink, and Skittles.
And what is it?
As
what
codeine is an opiate? Above, and, it is a high that makes you violent. How do Skittles?
I just
taste a rainbow, and now I want to slip my mother's cunt off.
Well, Coletta's going to have a new habit.
No, I just typed in the chat myself. I go, I don't know, Marianne. I love opiates, which codeine is an opiate. They've never made me violent.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're taking what this kid might have been doing a fucking hour and a half before this all happened and be like, see, Zimmerman's not guilty. You know what I mean? Like, this is the nonsense.
It sounds delicious.
Oh, well,
my
actually does.
Question is, why? What about watermelon is the secret component?
I know.
Like, it's got to be like some certain preservative they use.
Ginseng wouldn't have had to say, no, it's got to be watermelon. Well, actually, watermelon activates the secret mutant Negro gene.
I heard they were going to
some violent and out of control.
It's the secret mutant Negro gene.
I heard they're going to make that candy, that thing into like a candy on like a stick. It's going to call it sickle cell. I don't know.
They should make Arizona flavored Skittles. Trayvon.
Trayvon Skittles. That's why I take Vicodin with spaghetti sauce. It activates.
You fucking wop.
It's the same.
What they should do is make a Zimmerman drink where it's like a half and half, like Arnold Palmer with the lemonade.
I get that. Yeah, like half lemonade, half iced tea.
It'll be like coconut juice and water or some bullshit, wherever the fuck he's from.
Cokie. Oh, that's Puerto Rican. But it doesn't matter because it's all perception.
The media is despicable. The media is absolutely despicable in all this because they use this to, first of all, get their ratings.
The way
NBC
edited the fucking
It was hilarious.
Everyone forgets that,
It all goes to show that none of them have any type of
integrity.
None. And none of them give a fuck about any of it. It's all bullshit. It's all about trying to get as many people to watch their dumbass shows. And they take these type of stories. And look, we're still talking about it. You know what I mean? And I don't even watch the fucking news anymore. I was away on vacation for a week and came back and realized that gas was 30 cents a gallon more.
Yeah,
I didn't even know.
When did that happen? That makes me mad.
I'm telling you, every time something like this happens, there's always something that goes through Congress at like 11:30 at night.
Now you sound like a conspiracy nut.
But, you know, dude, there was something that went through during the Zimmerman fucking verdict when they were through the jury. And I don't know. I forgot exactly what it was. But some sort of thing got passed through that was something else that just is slowly eating away out of our rights. So it's just all nonsense.
I love this.
I just want to let you guys know real quick. I just snorted 2 Sudafed, had a Mars bar, and a zero-calorie orange Fanta, and I am high as shit.
Why'd you go with the Fanta? Wasn't there a bottle of Diet Shasta for you?
You couldn't get a Sunkist, dude? Come on.
Remember those Zero bars?
I was aiming for Mr. Pibb.
No, like now it's Pibb Extra.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Exactly. That's a scary thing. They really did change the name of Mr. Pibb, and I know that. I'm fat.
I miss Jolt. I miss Jolt Cola.
All right. Well, listen, we got to take
a
break. Yeah,
my next experiment, I'm going to anally inject Clear Eyes, have a piece of limoncello cake, and snort a line of powdered sugar.
All right.
And hopefully by
he's going to use a horse cock dildo as an applicator.
We'll call you the gay donut, Kenny. How about that? All right. All right. Listen, let's take a break. John, thanks for popping in.
All right.
And what's, you do a podcast, right? Alter Negro Show?
Alter Negro Show. It'll be starting when you guys end, 9 o'clock.
You go live at 9?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, dude. Go ahead. I don't want to keep you, man. We're going to take a break anyway. But
thanks a lot.
And that's on Non-Pro, right?
Yep.
Non-productive.com. So don't go listen to him while we're on the air, fuck faces. Listen to his podcast. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we have a lot of different stuff to get to.
Nice.
We have a woman who's a big friggin' baby throwing a temper tantrum in the car with her husband recording it, and I can't wait to hear it.
I hope she's not black, because then...
Nah, she's a bitch. She's just a bitchy white chick.
Is she some Jersey lady?
I don't know.
We can all agree on. Bitchy women.
Yeah, they're all just fucking pain in the balls.
You know what I noticed?
What?
The show goes much better when I don't speak.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
Hey folks, Marianne here from Lust and Love Radio and Daytime Divas. I don't know about you, but I'm just obsessed with fun and unique t-shirts. That's why I shop at TeaFury.com. TeaFury is a place where you will find amazing teas at amazing prices. It's pretty simple. One new super limited edition tea every 24 hours for $10. $10! Once it sells out, that tea is gone. When they say gone, they mean gone, never to be sold again at Tea Fury. So if you see something you like and it hasn't sold out yet, you better grab one fast before you're shit out of luck. Go to tinyurl.com/MLRTEES, that's MLRTEES, and grab your t-shirt today.
While discussing Conti's visit to comedian Jay Mohr's expensive hotel room in New York City, a lame joke is made, then Kenny realizes something profound.
He was in a really nice hotel. I don't want to say the name of the hotel, but it's like one of those hotels. It's probably $500 a night. Really nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So more, I would say more than. More
yeah,
than
is that?
That?
You, yeah, I told you the name, no. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't know. So you're
talking eight, nine.
Oh
yeah.
Wow!
Into the grands. Yeah.
I think it's the Lorraine Hotel in Memphis, Tennessee. The Lorraine Hotel.
That's where they work at?
That's where Martin Luther King was shot. I can't believe you guys didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Wow, you guys are
not. I was Martin Luther King in a motel.
Well, because
he was on the second floor. It looked like he was in Wildwood.
Yeah,
yeah. That does look like the Wildwood.
It does.
He was at the
sea break.
Whoa.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10 on morelikeradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Conti and Kenny Show.
Queer.
Two little boys had two little toys. Each had a wooden horse. Gaily they played each summer's day. Warriors both, of course.
My foreskin is a different story.
My uterus isn't drying out.
You want to plow a dildo in my ass?
All right, stop touching it.
Sorry. You don't like when I touch it?
How gay was that?
Then cried with joy as his young playmate said.
Joe Conti blows it again.
Yeah, blowjobs are great.
I'm going to fuck Conti up.
I know so, and I'm not even your cock.
James doesn't even take it in the mouth.
Jerk me off.
I love the taste of peanuts.
Probably. Crying, I can go just as fast with two.
You know how easy it is to get pants off a guy who's a quadriplegic?
You look good from behind.
I have hemorrhoids.
I want dick.
Ooh, that'll go right around a hemorrhoid.
And I wonder if we'll remember when we were two little boys.
Put an ice cube up your ass and show your cock.
Jesus, do I feel gay.
Conti and Kenny, .com. Monday nights, 7 to 10 on Cringe Humor Radio.
He's a great kisser.
Missed a previous show? Want to catch up with the show? Have nothing else better going on with your life? Download podcasts of The Conti and Kenny Show. They are on iTunes, and for you Apple haters, they are now on Stitcher. You can also go to morelikeradio.com or theContiandKennyShow.com.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
I read a thing on Reddit. There's this like a billionaire in Japan, but he was in a motorcycle accident.
That collects asses.
Yeah, he's got thousands of women in boxes,
collects
cages, things like that.
That's real.
Back up because I was looking at something. Just start from the beginning. There's a guy.
He's a millionaire.
Billionaire.
He was like an electronics billionaire in the US. Or something, right?
In Japan.
No, this is in Japan.
Of course. Okay.
But he pays the girls. That is their job.
Yeah, he keeps them in boxes and cages with their asses out because he loves ass.
He has like over 1,000 of them.
Oh my gosh! I was picturing boxes of cut up asses.
No.
Autopsies.
No, like boxes of real women squatting down, and there's like only one hole in the box.
You guys put it.
There's a picture on Reddit.
Like, where do you cut it from? How much do you leave in?
What the fuck? That's exactly what I was thinking.
What?
Nigga, you're right. Take a breath.
What?
Breath.
Say
Nick,
it.
Nick needs a minute. I don't think he can
we'll
say
give
it.
Him, he's, we're going to give him a minute. Nick, he's drooling on himself. What were you going to say?
It's if a someone collects ass. Why do they have to be in a box?
Because he doesn't want to see anything else.
Why are there boxes of asses?
Well, I'm just thinking, if you collect asses, where else would you store them? You said a guy collects asses.
Yeah,
I don't.
Excuse me, I got you a box of asses.
Brad Smith says, is anyone else hard?
I got a chubby. Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
I love baby urine.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
Hey, this is Bonnie McFarlane. I'm checking out the Conti and Kenny Show. Right? So am I? Oh, I'm checking it out, or they
no,
are?
They are.
They are. Okay, are. Let me try it one more time. I've also checked it out. I'm also doing it. We're all doing it. We're all checking it out. The Conti and Kenny Show. Check it out. You are already. I'm Bonnie McFarlane. And you are checking out The Conti and Kenny Show. You can't mess up that one. I guess he gets that a lot, right? The Conti and Kenny Show. All right, this is Bonnie McFarlane, The Conti and Kenny Show. That's what you're listening to. All right, kids? Good. Bye. Am I still fucking recording? How do I turn it off?
I have to shut it off.
All right, we're back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com. And the phone number is 330-227-4643 or 330-2-CRINGE. Or if you just use Skype, it's NPN Studios. Yes.
Is this Zeppelin?
No, this is Queen.
Oh, wow. I feel ashamed. I don't know this.
This is one of my favorite Queen songs.
Sounds good.
It's great. Dragon Attack, but it just... I just looped it so you can't hear the actual song, but because I'm being professional for the More Like Radio crew.
When are you not?
I'm always professional.
Of course.
I always mention that the show. I mean, I mention the network and tell everybody to check out the other shows.
Right, you're a team
especially
player.
Yours.
I appreciate that.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Thank you.
Same time, 7 o'clock on Thursday nights. You know what show I want to check out? The Red Show.
That's a good show.
Have you listened to The Red Show?
That's a good show.
Why do they call it The Red Show?
I have no idea. I know I asked that, but I forgot because I was drunk when I asked.
Because that guy Footer, he sounds... I mean, I know we all know it, but sounds exactly like Mersch.
Yeah. Yes,
it's like scary. Like, I think it's like Mersch's... Like, Mersch is like pulling an Andy Kaufman on everybody. Like,
Mersch seriously did call into that show, and they just let them both... go off one time, and I was like, and there were a few times I did get lost.
You have to, because it's like the same person.
There's like a slight difference I can tell.
Okay.
Like, Footer is slightly deeper, because I'm guessing he smoked a little bit more.
Oh, okay. Now, Footer, is that the same guy who O&A have always referenced as, like, Footer on, like, their IMs and all that? Oh, that's pretty cool, man. I definitely want to... either check out their show or call in their show one day just to welcome them, even though they've been on the fucking platform now for, like, what, 6 months?
About that.
Yeah, so, hey, guys, what's up, man? Yeah, I mean, I've heard some of their promos, and I've listened to them guest on other shows. So, good. I'm glad. The Red Show with Footer and somebody else.
P-Rock.
P-Rock.
We call him Peaches.
Peaches. Very, very nice. All right, let's get in. We got a lot of shit to get to today. First of all, I'm going to make an announcement. I am now part of the 1%. Because I now am...
You got a big raise?
No, no.
You won the lottery?
Nope.
No,
I don't need to win.
You inherited some money from a dead relative that was rich?
No, no. I am now a part owner, or sort of owner through injection, of a brand new Mercedes 300
class something.
Yeah, class.
In other words, he donated blood to someone who owns that car.
Why'd you do that?
My girlfriend got a new...
something different than blood.
My girlfriend got a new Mercedes because she works for
fucking
dealership.
Didn't, she did.
No, I didn't, but I get to drive it all the time.
Yeah. I was going to say, I didn't park behind a Mercedes.
No.
I parked my Toyota behind your Toyota. Motherfucker. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so my girlfriend's got this car, dude, and I don't even think she realizes yet how badass this fucking car is. And we had a day yesterday. I had to drive down to Toms River, which was like an hour and 40 minutes, to go to a wedding at noon, then leave at 2:30, come back up to my brother's house to my nephew's birthday, then come back home, then change and go down to New Hope, Pennsylvania last night to go to do some gig at a bar. But I got to drive the Mercedes like all the way down to Toms River and back. And dude, it's fucking cool because everybody when you because it's like got the sports package on it or something. And dude, we're driving, and yeah, I got like a button down. I'm upper class now.
It's got that. You say it's got the sports package. You didn't tell me it's got like that American Muscle sound and the.
No, stock. Like it's got a little package on it, but no, not like the way Spanish guys put that big huge tube on it. You know, with the muffler where you can hide
the hydraulics
or the natural sound of my poor deceased C28.
Yeah, it's stock. It's whatever the car came. But as you're driving, like
it's the German sports package. It comes with an asphyxiation machine and a couple of dildos.
a few nice Jewish skin lamps.
Get it? Sorry,
I liked it, Kenny.
It was pretty funny, Kenny. I liked that. Two dildos. But I noticed driving around that people fucking stop to look to see who's driving their Mercedes. And the ghastly look on their face when they see my dumb mug in the driver's seat. And now I just look.
They must go, oh, that must be a rental.
Who's that fucking piece of shit? Yeah, exactly. He's renting it for the week to impress some chick. Yeah.
Does he suck Bill Gates' dick?
He might. Is he the one? No, that's Steve Jobs. I'm sorry. He's dead. I was thinking that. But it was, it's cool, man, because you get caught up in it because it's so nice. And I'm driving around and I'm like seeing Infinities and fucking Audis. I'm like, you fucking lowlife.
I fart in your general direction.
It's just like, I found it was just so much fun to like drive
this
thing.
The more and more that he drives it, the less and less he's on Trayvon Martin's side.
Yeah, so, by the way, real quick, before we get into it, Brent had sent me a message when Coletta said that opiates never made him angry. Brent said, ask him if opiates made him angry after a binge and hopping on a bus and traveling across the country to meet a mental patient.
They didn't make me angry so much as they did make me not think clearly.
Oh, okay. So when he went out to go meet some chick out in Missouri?
Yeah, on a 30-hour Greyhound bus ride. It smelled like piss.
Yeah. Oh, I love the fact that you can be like me and tell everybody the dumb things we've done for women.
Beyond.
And maybe not even for women, more for your fucking psyche.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's less about her because you didn't meet her.
Oh, in that moment, I was like, oh my, she's a big Soundgarden fan like me. This is the one. I mean, she's in Missouri, but she's the one.
He's twitching. She's perfect. She's perfect.
She's the one.
Perfect.
Yeah.
My precious.
Morphine in excess, I guess, makes you not think clearly.
Yeah.
On a daily basis for breakfast after a year.
So now I am sort of an owner of a beautiful Mercedes Benz. That's it.
In other words, you have to drive it sometimes.
I get to drive it sometimes when she lets me.
Okay. Very proud of you.
And I think everybody knows because, I don't think if superstars and actors and athletes know that when they die, especially if they die young, that they get to see and from the afterlife, RIP in all Twitter and Facebook posts.
They don't get to see that, though, Conti. I'm speaking hypothetically.
I'm just kind of making it. But that's where you find out news. And an actor died today. Dennis Freina.
Actor.
Kenny, you know Dennis Farina, right?
Sure, he's a Chicago dude.
Kenny, you've seen Midnight Run, right?
Of course.
How amazing was he in that?
Yeah, absolutely.
See, I
absolutely.
Never saw that movie, Midnight Run. Is that the one with De Niro?
And, yeah, and Charles Grodin.
Charles Grodin?
Yeah.
I got to see that movie. I heard it's great.
And the director, and I think the writer too, George, help me out here, Kenny. The fuck was his name? God damn it.
Romero?
No, he also did Trapped in Paradise with Nicolas Cage. He did, shit. Now I got to look it up. Carry on.
Yeah, that's I'm just starting to do it too.
Everybody started going to like some sort of device to find out what it would be.
Yeah, he was. He just started doing commercials and shit.
Yeah. Well, he was on Law and Order for in the last bunch of years. He ended up on Law and Order. He was in one of the worst movies ever made.
What?
Get Shorty.
You didn't like that,
dude? Get Shorty.
I haven't seen it in years.
I have a theory. I have a conspiracy theory against Get Shorty. I believe that Get Shorty was one of those scripts that sat in Hollywood for years because they're like, this thing is such a piece of shit that nobody will ever watch this movie. And they said, you know what? Let's put a bunch of big names in this movie, and I guarantee the dumb American public will go out and watch this movie and actually say, well, like what he's about to say, it wasn't too bad.
Honestly,
it was the worst. Dude, it was so bad that I actually erased every moment from that movie out of my head. I don't remember one minute of that movie.
I can't comment. It's been so long since I've watched it.
It was one of those movies. I saw it in a theater.
Listen, no shit. This is really funny. Director was Martin Brest. The writer was George Gallo.
Yeah, George Gallo, who did Trapped in Paradise, 29th Street.
Yeah,
he wrote it.
Yeah, George Gallo is.
Yeah, you know what? You know, listen, even it's fucking, you know.
If you guys
Carlin had a fucking record that, you know, wasn't as great as the other ones, you know?
No, he's talking about Midnight Run, not the shit you're talking about.
That's what I'm saying. Like, once in a while you miss. Yeah.
Jojo, do me a favor. Go on Google Image and put Yaphet Kotto. I totally forgot Yaphet Kotto.
Oh, I know Yaphet Kotto. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's John from the other studio.
John does kind of look like Yaphet Kotto. Colorado Dickhead in the chat room, Kenny, says, Midnight Run... Kenny only knows about Midnight Cowboy. Yes, that's Yaphet Kotto.
Holy shit, he does.
Yeah, he does. Holy shit. John, who's just in here, looks like Yaphet Kotto.
That is dead on.
Wow. So Dennis Farina died at 69. I don't know.
They said a blood clot, I think, in his lung.
Oh, wow. How does that happen?
I would assume.
It's a pulmonary embolism.
Ooh, what is that, dude?
That sounds gross.
It's just basically a blood clot shuts your lungs down.
That's what I said.
Done. Pulmonary means lung. An embolism, you could have any kind of embolism. It's a blood clot. If it travels into your heart, that's why it's so dangerous. That, like, a lot of old people and stuff, if you have an injury, a leg injury, and the blood congeals inside your your veins and arteries and whatnot, if it travels up to the lungs or the brain, you have an aneurysm. Aneurysm is a little different. Aneurysm bursts, but an embolism is when it just blocks everything. I don't know exactly how it works, but either the lungs or the heart, you're done. You could be sitting there flicking the channels. They found people dead with, like, the remote control in their hand. Because once it hits, you're done.
That's just like, hey, it's just one of those, like, unlucky things, right? It's got nothing to do with smoking or taking care of yourself. It's right?
Nothing. There could be factors of your lifestyle that maybe you have, like, me personally, I have so much booze in me that I don't have a clotting problem.
Yeah, same here, dude. Yeah. If I cut myself shaving, holy shit, I got to be there for 20 minutes catching all the blood that falls out.
Exactly. Yeah. You could have something genetic where you have a coagulated, you know, like too much vitamin K in your blood. Mm-hmm. Or you have an injury that you're not sure of and it just kind of makes its way to the lungs and the heart. But it literally is, it's like a massive heart attack. It's like, boom, you're not writhing around. I believe sometimes you can feel it. Where there's something happening, but once it gets to that end point, you're done.
The blood clot thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, I know an aneurysm is the same as a blood clot, because I know that you could tell is coming.
It starts with a blood clot. A blood clot will make the arteries swell and then burst. Then you have the aneurysm. But the beginning is the blood clot. That's what kills you. Some of the blood clots will cut off the blood flow to your organs. The other ones will stop the blood and then have, like, usually that's a in your brain. The aneurysm.
Yeah, it is.
You have a blood, an existing blood clot gets to your brain, it's almost like a balloon pops, and then you have a massive brain hemorrhage and you're dead.
Yeah, but you can know what's happening from experience.
What the
brain aneurysm?
Absolutely. Yeah, the aneurysm. Yes, the aneurysm you definitely can know.
Yeah.
But the pulmonary embolism and the what you would call it, the I forget the name for the heart one, but those are pretty sudden and severe.
Well, yeah, definitely sudden, but unfortunately, you know what's happening with that one.
Oh well, rest in peace, Mr. Farina. I don't know what else to say. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm starting to freak.
He had a great foot. Bye bye,
dead guy.
I'm starting to freak now.
Right, I'm getting depressed. I'm thinking all personal experiences.
Of course, that's what we do. Hey, you guys want to hear?
Yeah, something else.
Okay. Hey, Kenny, you want to hear a woman throwing a temper tantrum in the car while the husband's recording it because he won't take her to the lake to go and hang out.
So now he's driving? I'm
assuming? He's driving, and they have to go get the tires rotated on their car.
So it's just him and his wife?
Him and his wife.
Okay.
And it's less than 3 minutes, but it kind of builds.
But the backstory, if you know it, I'm assuming, is the plan was for him and her to go to a place to rotate the tires.
I think it kind of explains it. Or,
okay.
You know,
sounds more like they were going to the lake, something went wrong, and then they had to go fix the tires. And
shit! You know, I do all my shit to have a Saturday to hang out with my husband.
Okay, by the way, it's a white chick and a white dude, and they're obviously from
West Virginia.
You know, I do all my
shit
they're cousins. To have a Saturday to hang out with my husband. And yet all of your shit is all the same.
All I want to do is get my tires rotated.
Get them rotated. I would like to go on the lake. Why can't we go on the lake?
Because you can't fit in your bathing suit.
There's no reason not to be on the lake right now.
How can we afford it?
Afford it? James, that's like petty money that I'm spending on that boat compared to what
I'm
making.
Then why do you keep going off and telling
James,
me you don't have
because
money?
Because I'm trying to sit down and go over the budget with you. We don't do
the
it.
Budget is you dictating.
You need to stop and get me some cigarettes.
I don't have to do anything.
Now, if you hear, she's upset.
You think
and,
so?
And he...
Well, they seem to be fiscally responsible with the budget. And
it sounds
it
like it.
Fucking Susie Orman?
Susie Orman?
Nancy Grace.
So, but now you're going to notice, because I've heard this already, he gets...
That woman has no grace that has anything to do with her.
He gets very... What's
defensive?
The word? No. He basically is being...
he's a shitster.
He's egging her on.
Because he knows it's on camera.
He's like
but he also
in
knows...
That chat room.
But he's also saying, this is what I got to fucking deal with. And she and he's not saying anything wrong, but what he's doing is saying, yeah, I know, and this is why. And then you watch, and this is what I talk about with women, the rationality...
You mean just, irrationality?
No, the rationality falls out of them completely. Like they're taking a piss, and it goes right out of their box. And you'll hear that he keeps a level tone, and he keeps talking to her, not saying anything wrong. And he's saying, look, this is why, blah, blah, blah. And she keeps escalating.
Well, that's the quickest way to piss off a psychopath, is to not feed in and yell back and just be rational and go, oh, really? Well, is that
the...
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Once again, I point you to the morelikeradio.com chat room. That's morelikeradio.com/live.
And in that, Marianne is saying this woman needs a punch in the mouth.
Well, wait till you hear her go off a little bit more. Kenny, you with us?
I'm here.
All right, here we go.
Please, I'm about to go crazy.
You already
please,
have.
James.
I mean,
crying?
Please.
No, not yet.
I haven't done anything with you.
Go straight. Let me get cigarettes.
All over a pack of cigarettes. That's what this
just
revolves.
Stop!
What the?
Stop!
I mean, really?
He pulls it.
You want me to take you on the boat?
This is what it sounds like. She lost the leg argument, but now needs to fight about something else. So now it's get me cigarettes. Went from lake to cigarettes.
Well, it's going to go back to lake.
Okay.
It's half 5-year-old whining because she can't get a Barbie and half rape.
Well, it's...
You should ask Scott Peterson about the lake.
It's definitely a mix, and you'll see... Well, this is what she does.
I'm on the boat. I'm getting anxious.
It's not my fault. I mean, shit. Whitney.
Oh my God, she's crying?
She's crying.
It's all because you can't get your way.
I never get my way. I just want one day where I can.
Dude, this guy deals with this on a daily basis.
Why can't you just do it for me? Why is it so hard?
I had shit to do there. It's all revolves around.
No, it doesn't! Just take me out on the way!
So, what'd you say, take me what?
She's saying, please take me on the leg.
Can I adjust that to 3-year-old?
That's what it is. She's not getting her way. So instead of just going, you know what, you're a fucking dick. All right, whatever. Let's go get this shit done and we'll go home and we'll be miserable. You know, go back with the same sarcasm that's being put out towards you. But she doesn't. Yeah. She just gets more and more upset.
To the point of crying.
Wait, dude, this gets better.
Oh, yeah, God. Yeah, hold on. No. Yeah, we don't do that when someone wants to go pumpkin picking.
I'm sorry. Or, go ahead.
Say, yeah, like someone, yeah, do we have to go some fucking, we have to go and hold hands and do something really girlish, and you don't hear us crying and screaming when we got to go get tires for the car you drive to work, you cunt. You know what I mean? It's coming out of my pocket and it's for your safety, you fucking. Yeah.
All right, I backed it up about 15 seconds.
Okay.
And we'll continue it. And here we go.
Damn! Why can't you just do it for me? Why is it so hard?
I had shit to do there. It's all revolves around.
No, it doesn't! Just take me out on the way!
Because you're not getting away.
James, just take me out on the lane.
And then now, he coldly and calmly drove the car into the lane.
Yeah, he pulled it. He would have, if he would have pulled the Susan Smith. See, this is the thing.
All you got to do is just rear end the car in front of you so the airbags deploy and just knock her the fuck out.
But see, this is if a guy. See, this is the difference because guys have that testosterone, so we can let out that craziness by punching a wall or just be like, you know, whatever. You know, there's a certain thing that a guy can do that can let out that aggression. And usually it's nonviolent, you know, and maybe, you know.
Ask OJ.
Well, yeah. But we don't get crazy. Like, this is irrational behavior from an adult. This is an adult who obviously has something wrong with her because she is screaming bloody murder with a guy because he won't take her to a lake. Not he's had held her captive for 15 months in a basement and fucking producing babies and fucking offing the babies one at a time like some psychopath.
That seems oddly specific, Joe.
Have you heard anything you want to admit? I've heard stories.
Wow.
I'm having an anxiety attack.
It's not my fault. I haven't done anything, Whitney.
Take me home.
I've sat here.
She is. You can actually see her. She's.
Her name is Whitney. Just fucking give her some amphetamines and dump her face first into a tub and leave her there.
Dude, she is. Now she's writhing back and forth. She's in the passenger seat and she's writhing back and forth like kind of one of the slow, like somebody who's like kind of retarded and they're just weaning back and forth. And she's literally going, she's sobbing. She's not like screaming, crying. She's sobbing.
Is she getting that thing where her nose starts to run with his ears?
You can't see because if you see, it's like it's from across the car.
Yeah,
he
doesn't want to make it known that he's filming her.
Yeah, he doesn't do it until the end. But now she's literally sobbing, going, I go to the lake.
You know what? I don't care how hot you are. You blow one snot bubble and it's over. Deal breaker.
All right, here we go.
All because I gotta get shit done to my truck.
No, you don't! This truck is fine!
No, it's fine. You know, right?
Please, take me out of the lake! Why is it so hard?
It's my day to get shit done, too.
He's laughing at
me. Acting like an 11-year-old. That didn't get the toys from Walmart.
Dude, she must suck such a dick.
Marianne said she must be in bed. She must be amazing in bed. Where do you find this? Just I want to take a look at it.
It's
there's really not much to see though. I mean,
yeah, I mean you can see a little bit of it. I
just want to see what she looks like.
Do they show that? Because like,
yeah, you can see her from the side. She looks okay. You know, long brown hair. Not really.
Fat.
No, she's not actually. Yeah, it's on Live Leak. If your wife has temper tantrum because her husband won't take her to the lake, but yeah, there's like another minute left. But she's still like a big baby.
Why can't I ever go? Why?
Sometimes you just can't do stuff, Whit.
I don't want to.
I mean, it's okay.
By the way, she's texting or doing something on her phone while she's crying.
While she's sobbing.
Yeah, while she's sobbing to death.
She's tweeting, oh my God, my boy's so mean, he won't take me to the lake.
It's just brutal.
That's the best part about this. Now you're going to text everybody.
I am, and that is I want to go on the lake.
So you're going to make me look like a bad guy. So
yes, you are. You're not taking your wife out on the lake that we spend money for.
That's what it revolves around. All because I'm not taking you to the lake, you're throwing a fit. So you're going to text everybody and get on Facebook and tell everybody what a bad person I am for what? Doing, like, some things, like general maintenance to stuff, and then you yell at me because
general maintenance, really? Well,
there's stuff not done around the house.
Right. My oil has been overdue, and I'm going
to
probably...
That's not my fault. Why don't you take it to the thing and get the...
Because I can't, James.
Why?
I told you
why
that.
Can't you?
Because it's an interlock thing.
And that's whose fault problem?
Then I'll ask someone else to do my
fine. Just keep asking people.
I will, and then that's why everybody makes comments at work about you.
When they see this video, they'll understand.
That's the last thing he says. When they see this video, they will understand.
Can you turn it off?
And he puts it on his face. Yeah, it's fucking great.
You know what? I almost want to fault him as much as her because he's still with her, and this can't be the first time. Which is why he turned his camera on.
But I think
I agree with Conti. She must give great heads.
No,
it's not
but
worth
you
it.
Know what it
it's
is?
Not worth it.
No. Here it is, dude. This is the issue, is that it's, I don't care who she is, what she does, every woman has a little bit of that in her.
A little bit, but Jesus fucking Christ.
Right. So what I'm saying is that it's a combination of two things. It's how crazy she can get, and it's also how often does she get like that. And if those numbers are very low, like, right. You know, very, you know, like, hey,
dude,
once in a blue moon and not nearly. Like, if that's a 10.
But the end of that video when he says, when she mentions all her coworkers having opinions about him.
Right, of course.
You know, this must be a frequent thing.
This is not once in a blue moon.
This is a frequent thing.
And
all of her coworkers think he's a bad guy. Now he has proof.
Of course. And of course, what is she saying? That every time they get into a fight or whatever, she always has to let her fucking cohorts know. The girls who, by the way, probably want to ruin her life. Because every woman, her coworkers are fucking evil, anti-fucking antichrist, and they're all the worst people on the planet.
And I'm sure she's telling the accurate story of what happened to her friends.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, of course.
Every woman is like, hi, I'm Tina.
And I am the Dark Lord Beelzebub.
And it's.
I think I said Dork Lord.
You probably did, which is appropriate. But it's about the fact that I don't think women. I think if women, like, let me tell you something. When she sees this video, she is gonna. If I did something, and I think we all can admit this. We've all done shit, very embarrassing. And when you look back and go, holy shit! Whether
maybe
it was audio,
overreacted like that.
Maybe if we could have video,
just had a recent story about that
of us doing that. You know what? We say, man, I can't do that again because that was embarrassing. If women could see this, or if you can catch your woman fucking losing her mind over something fucking stupid,
you know what the difference is?
What?
She's gonna look at that and go, yeah, well, there's a reason I did that. You didn't take me to the lake.
Then she's a kook.
And
because
I think she is.
If you don't do it, I'm talking about you're settled in, you're back to normal. It's a couple of days later, everything's good. You're hanging out, smoking a cigarette, you're watching a TV show. By the way, honey, remember that thing with the lake? Yeah. Look how fucking stupid you looked. Look at this.
She wouldn't even watch it. At that point, she wouldn't. She would go, fuck you for filming me.
It's embarrassing.
How dare you invade my privacy and blah, 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 blah.
Dude, what you should do, it wouldn't even get to that. Is send it to her phone, take her phone, send it to all of her friends. Because they won't open it
if
it's from him.
Relationship.
Yeah.
But if it's from her, they might open it.
And that's the problem. And that's what I'm saying, that women, I think a lot of women.
Kenny's falling down the stairs again. Jesus Christ. Kenny, what are you doing?
What are you doing, Kenny? What
Kenny?
The fuck is that?
Well, he did say he was going to try and shove something up his ass.
Kenny! What the he's going to pour a drink now. But I don't know why.
Why is that so loud?
I don't know. That's not how a refrigerator sounds.
I just got a text from my girlfriend saying, oh, you like driving the Mercedes, don't you? LOL. Hold on, hold on. We have to wait for the...
Oh, for fuck's sake. Kenny!
Let's just wait.
In the steam plant? Kenny?
Are we safe?
Yeah, I'm here.
What the fuck were you just doing?
Are you working in a steam mill? What the fuck was all that noise?
Are you filming Flashdance 2?
No, I didn't even flush.
No, are
God,
you...
This mic really
that was you
everything.
Taking a piss? What the fuck?
Dude, you
No, I pissed and then I put ice cubes in the cup and then poured some Captain Morgan over it.
Do you have the microphone in the bucket while you're doing this?
I think he pissed his
Captain
Morgan.
Wow, this thing is fucking sensitive. Because Marianne in the chat room put, when I took a piss before, she's like, who just flushed the toilet? And I'm like, oh, I just took a piss. So this time I didn't flush.
Dude, it sounded like Hurricane Katrina.
You despicable animal.
It sounded like Hurricane Katrina went through your fucking, your room, dude. It's so loud.
Really?
See, yeah.
Now, Marianne has a comment in the chat. She goes, when my son was young, I videoed him taking a temper tantrum and showed it to him later when he was calm. Temper tantrums went away for real. He was embarrassed. But
he's a boy.
Exactly. That's the difference. That's the difference. Marianne's talking about someone with logic.
Thank you, Marianne, for proving our point.
Yeah.
Oh, that, God, I look like that.
The fact is that, and I've said this, and me and my girlfriend have had discussions and said, look, guys, yeah, guys are assholes and guys can be this. That's a human thing. We're all dickheads and we all have our moments. But women have no rationality when they get fired up over
and
something.
And no filter.
And I think it has something to do chemically. I honestly believe it's got something to do with the estrogen or
hormones
something
or some kind of
something in the brain, because men and women brains are very different. And, you know, I just think that there is something that makes them different because
Brent in the chat room has been saying a bunch of stuff about, you know, she's on the rag, so now he's just fucking with her because now all the emotions comes out, and she could just play. You know, he could just play and screw with her the whole time.
That's not what a girl on the rag sounds like. It's not what a girl on the rag sounds like. That's not an excuse.
No. Colorado Dickhead in the chat said they should just cut the corn dog budget to be able to afford the leg. It's just there is this irrationality that just. And I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a chemical thing or what. Is that women just seem to lose. And I'm not saying that just because you get into an argument with a woman that, you know, oh, well, she's a fucking crazy bitch. Everybody has a little moment where you're like, fuck you,
yeah,
you fuck.
No, but the point is they have a very clear distortion of reality.
Yeah. And it escalates, 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 and escalates. And then where you're like, you shouldn't be up here. I'm here. Why are you way up here? You know what I mean?
We were just talking things out.
Even if you're yelling, you know how Italians, you know, you're sitting there, you know, maybe talking a little louder. But it's like, you know, it may escalate, but it's always, you know, it's like, you know, with the thing with the bat, with the hand, you know, it's like one up and you keep putting your hand up higher and higher. It's like, you know, it slowly escalates. And then eventually the bat ends. There's nothing left. But with women sometimes, they keep going and you're like, where are you going? There's nothing there. What are you freaking the fuck out for?
Now there's four arguments inside of the one original argument.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And it gets into that old gag or old stereotype that you're arguing with a woman and you're arguing about A, and then she brings up B, C, D, and E from, you know, a year ago or whatever.
Yeah,
but I've always heard this. There's a saying I've heard that women crazy always has a point.
Yeah, no,
see,
they don't.
Hold on. Notice that she's shouting and screaming and everything, but it's because she wants to get to the lake. Whereas man crazy, you get lost by the time you throw the puppy at the biker game and drive off in a
I don't know what this means. I don't know what any of this means.
I got the first part with the woman, but then with the second guy, start with the guy.
All right.
The girl, I get it. All right, there's a point to her. Like, she's not screaming for no reason. I get it. She's screaming because she really wants to go to the lake.
All right, now can you tell me this? The point of this guy who threw a puppy at biker gang and drove off in a bulldozer?
I don't understand the correlation here.
Man crazy versus woman crazy.
Oh, okay. Like a guy.
Oh, here's the difference. I'll tell you. Some guys are fucking crazy. All women are crazy. That's as simple as it gets.
Okay. I don't know how. That's an appropriate answer.
Yeah, I kind of give you on that. I give you that.
I don't know how else to explain that.
But even in a sense where it's a craziness where a guy, you know, if you're talking about a relationship crazy guy who is constantly, like, you know, jealous, fucking alpha male, like, where the fuck are you going? Where the fuck are you looking at? Like, that's relationship craziness. Yeah. You know what I mean? When you're over the top like that, you know, or why are you wearing that? You know what I mean? Like that. Like, that's crazy.
Who
are like,
you just talking to over
right,
there?
Right, exactly. I was talking to my mom. You know what I mean? It's like, that's guy crazy. Like, you're an idiot. Right. Right. That's guy crazy, and you're an idiot.
Right.
And that kind of compares with that woman
here's
crazy.
Here's the difference. Not every guy has that.
That's what I'm saying. Mm. I agree. So, but every woman seems to have that 0 to 60 in no time for pretty much no reason.
A lake. That's not a reason.
Yeah.
Well, there's also, I have three sisters and a mother. And you can't talk them off the shelf. The being rational goes, once they get moving and that train pulls out of the station,
yeah.
You know, you could tell me something and you're like, dude, just calm down. This is how it is. And you go, you know what? You're fucking right. Okay, cool. I got you.
Yeah.
You're right. We're fine.
Yeah, it's like you're a dick. You're a dick, but I got you.
Kenny's absolutely right. Once they're on that level or whatever, there's no talking them down. There's no getting back to reality.
Exactly. Once that train pulls out of the station, that's why a lot of us men who want to fight for the what am I, Peter Cetera? Fight for how long? But you know, that's why we get our ass kicked, because she keeps fucking running her mouth. When you're like, would you shut up? Would you please shut up? I'm the one who's got to fucking go against this guy with a fucking machete.
Yeah.
And we just walked out of McDonald's. I've got a fucking I got an ice cream cone. Thank you, cunt. Now I'm going to get my ass kicked.
You just got to not feed into it
and just go, yeah, okay, you're right, even though you know she's not.
Yeah, that's a little different, though, Kenny. That is women, because they don't have any accountability. Because they can go and yell at some guy at a bar and get in a guy's face because they know a guy's not going to hit them.
That's
aggression with no accountability. Mm-hmm. That's a little different. But it's also
a little bit the same, because that switch doesn't shut off where she would be like, let me just shut up because I'm going to get my fiancé here busted up. Let me just shut up and go, okay, guys, sorry. You know, because we could walk away from a fight and go, listen, guys, misunderstanding. See you. Don't feel like getting my ass kicked today. Don't want to get in a scrap. Take care. Buy you a beer. See you. Bye.
Right.
You know, instead, she's just... Blah, 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 and you're like, would you shut up?
Yeah.
That's that little switch. It's a different situation.
Dude, is there
but it
anything,
still has something to do with that switch.
Kenny, is there anything worse than being in a bar with a girl who's too drunk and obviously is instigating fights with guys, and now you got to feel you got to step up and defend her because they put you in the situation? I mean, because if you...
Absolutely. I've been in a couple of situations, mostly when I was younger.
Every guy has.
Yeah, mostly when I was younger, where you were like, would you just shut the fuck up? And then it gets almost to a point of the fail-safe line is gone. There's, you know, some shit's going to happen now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And now I'm involved, even though I don't want to be. But
You're completely involved. I used to hang out with a friend of mine. And she's the coolest chick on earth. Absolutely cool. But little things would bother her. She's like, that chick's staring at me. And I'm like, so gives a shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
She probably wants to lick your box.
So then she would look back and go, like, you know, like, look back at the girl and go, what are you staring at? Like that. And I'm like, oh, shit. It's fucking Cheesecake Factory, okay? Can we please get the fuck out of here? My Southwestern egg rolls are ruined. Yeah, I don't even have an appetite now because her boyfriend's fucking much bigger than me, all right? And now we're going to have a fight. Right. Would you just fucking stop?
Isn't that the amazing thing, though? Factory. Kenny, isn't that the amazing thing? Like, you and her boyfriend have nothing to do with it, but all of a sudden, you're now pitted against each other. Exactly. You feel like you have to be.
Yeah, now it's Ali Frazier. You know what I mean?
Even though neither of you have anything to do with this argument, you just feel like you got to be.
Well, it's
what should happen is you know both sit back with a beer and record it for YouTube.
Yeah, or you go into another room and be like, hey, listen, I'm going to take this guy outside and settle it. Like, men, you women stay here. You can't watch us. Then you go outside and go, you know what? My girlfriend's a twat.
Your girlfriend's a
twat. Shut up, Kenny. My girlfriend's a twat. Your girlfriend's a twat. You want to just go find some more fucking drinks? You want to just leave these fucking two bitches at fucking Cheesecake Factory?
But you can't do that.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Right? Just leave them there, right, Ken?
Yeah, just leave him there. Like, dude, let's go to the bar. Let them fucking fight it out. I'm sick of this bullshit. And he'll be like, absolutely, man. Fucking, I'll give you a ride home. Let's go.
Women, if you want to compare it, it's when you're at. Think about being at a club, right? And you meet a jack off, like a fucking juiced up jack off. And if you live in Jersey, it's that down the shore, Memorial Day weekend, and you stepped on his shoe. And he wants to fight you. It's that same irrationality. You are not talking your way out of getting into a scrap with this idiot.
He made his mind up.
He's a fucking idiot. And you're not going to do it. It's the same thing with the chick. When she, like Kenny said, the train has left. They've lost their mind. You're not going to talk your way out of it. Not talk your way out of it like, oh, please, honey, but like,
no,
hey, honey,
just
listen.
Like an adult.
No, listen.
Just like a fucking adult.
When I got home, I walked in, shut the door behind me. It was locked. I locked it. All this other stuff you're saying, I'm making up stuff. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
And you're saying that the house was unlocked and the door was broken. It's like, no, the door's fine. Fucking Jack Nicholson didn't put a hatch through it. We're okay. And that's the difference. You're going to try to talk to this guy who's drunk, who's an idiot, going, you stepped on my fucking shoe, bro. Yo, hold me back. You know what I mean? Like that. It's the same logic.
You can judge the level of irrationality, even with a man or a woman, of how many times you have to go, would you stop? Would you stop?
Yeah.
Would you just stop?
Yeah.
Would you stop, please?
Can you stop now?
Would
you just, can we just get past this?
The amount of how many would you stops you say, that's how fucking far gone they are.
Yeah. And this goes for, like, girlfriends, sisters, moms. It doesn't matter, you know? Friends, girls, and like, I'm talking about girls that I know, friends I've known for years. You know, you see them losing their minds with their ex-boyfriends. And, you know, this happened to me a couple
and
times.
You still got to feel like you got to protect them instead.
Well, but no, like, there wasn't any, like... But you almost feel like you kind of have to have their back.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I remember years ago when I was in my 20s, a couple of girls that I always had girls that I was friends with, you know, we'd always just hang out. And the girls are freaking out over their boyfriends. And I'm going, yeah, you know. And I wouldn't egg them on, but I would just be like, you know, what are you going
to
do?
Just to make them,
yeah, you know. Yeah. But meanwhile, yeah. I want to say, no, man, you're off base on this. You know, like,
right.
Fucking, no, I'm not saying that the guy's, I'm not taking a guy's side just because he's a guy, but at some point I want to say, no, you know what, Susie, fucking Johnny's not a bad guy, you know, he's just a little bit of a chooch, whatever it is, but you can't, you got to go, eh, you know what, whatever, man, you do what you got to do, you know, I got you.
Susie, Johnny, and Chooch.
And Chooch, yeah. It's a new sitcom. It's
on NBC.
Coming on after two,
right
two and a half
friends.
Men. Two and a half men. It's called Susie, Johnny, and Chooch. And a pizza. And a pizza. Did I actually say you Susie, Johnny, and Chooch?
Yeah, well, you said Johnny is acting like a Chooch.
Oh, okay. I might actually name this episode, man.
He jumps the shark in the first 8 minutes of the sitcom.
Yeah.
You're eating a pizza and then Chooch jet skis into the pizzeria.
That was really funny.
Hey!
Cornax.
Yeah, that was really funny.
All right. Hey, you want to listen? It's 9 o'clock already.
I gotta make wee wees.
Yeah, let's take another break. All right, Kenny.
Yeah, I just did, and you guys can hear like my digestive.
It sounds like Home Alone 2 when the tool chest was falling down the stairs and it smashes into them. That's the noise it sounds like, Kenny.
It sounded like you swallowed the mic and you were drinking tequila, dude.
No kidding. I'm probably about, I would say, 9 feet away from the ice machine, but I just put ice in a cup and then. Made a drink. That's this blue Yeti.
It was so
In the
loud.
Chat room, White Ass Brent is like, is he wearing the Yeti like a lapel microphone?
All right. All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back with something else. This, I want to play a song. It's my cousin. He's doing a little project called Full Blown Cranium, and they got a bunch of songs, and he gave me a couple, and I'm going to put them in the More Like Radio Dropbox. So if any other shows want to play some of their music, it's pretty good. I like it. I mean, it's just him and this other guy playing all the instruments, recording it together, and it's called Full Blown Cranium, and the song is called She's Only Happy When She's Miserable. All right, and we'll be back.
It's a Conti relative, so
it's a song about awesome. Every woman in the world.
Yes, and dude, I didn't even realize it. Holy shit, this ties into our. I didn't even realize that.
It's like one of those generic love songs. It's always
what
about
it is.
You
you forgot. Yeah. It's a genius segue. You forgot you wrote it down that way, though. You just don't. No. You don't give yourself the credit.
What's the title again?
She's only happy when she feels miserable.
Wow, that's fucking awesome.
Right?
Yeah. It's a pretty good song. It's very peppy.
Conti's brilliant. He plans this shit out.
I forgot it in the first...
Stop it. Conti's so brilliant. He planned this out. It's a great segue. It works so well.
Conti and Kenny Show. More Like Radio.
.com.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Footer from The Red. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on More Like Radio.
Following Hippo Jew.
We're following an overweight banker? What does he do, like a Saul Roth's room? Talking accounting right here on More Like Radio.
No. I said Hippo Juice.
Oh, Juice.
Yes.
I know Hippo Juice. They rule. All right, boom. Listen to Hippo Juice. Then listen to us, 9 p.m. Wednesdays, live.
Here at the Cousin Joe Show, we bring you exciting interviews with legendary actors, such as Mark Margolis of Requiem for a Dream, Scarface, Oz, Breaking Bad, and many others. Hey, Mark, how you doing? We got you live on the Cousin Joe Show. How are you?
Okay.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay.
we're really excited to have you on, man. We're big fans. You got nominated for an Emmy for this year in Breaking Bad.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I read that you came up with those facial expressions from...
I don't do facial expressions. I react to what people are doing on me. What? The Actors Studio is not a school.
It's not an actual accredited school, right. But it is. It's a private conservatory.
It's not even an unaccredited school. It's not a school.
Good mood. Back in my Coke days, my friend and I would watch Scarface, and we would do bumps only when Pacino would do a bump. That's how we paced ourselves. That quickly turned into anyone doing a bump. We would do one and turn into a four-year shooting scene. We were done with all our coke. I know it's a very interesting story.
What?
There's only so much you could learn about another actor at the catering table.
I don't know. I wasn't at any catering table. There's just when you do joke, a film. When you do it, it wasn't a good joke. When you do a film.
It wasn't?
No. Well, try again. What? Aronofsky and De Palma are not great actors.
No, directors. We were talking directors on that one. Yeah, great, yeah. Great, we were just talking tonight about the great names that you've worked with on that. Yeah.
Also, you got a movie coming out that looks really good, Stand Up Guys, which...
That's probably a terrific movie. What?
We are huge fans, sir. I know...
I bet after this interview, you'll reconsider. All right, bye-bye.
Mark, it was a pleasure. Take care.
Good night, bro. I just said bro to a 72-year-old man. What a fucking curmudgeon.
What?
The Cousin Joe Show. The place where you go for professional interviews with legendary actors seconds away from death. Thursdays, 7 to 10 on morelikeradio.com.
Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty. Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com.
You know Mary Magdalene was a whore.
Right.
Well, we had to do the whole, for Easter time, we did a play on, you know, the stages of the cross and all that shit. I was Mary Magdalene.
Nice.
Oh my God.
Oh, you must have had your hand up for a month waiting to play that part.
Does that just freaking make the most sense in the world for me now?
Tune into Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Missed a previous show? Want to catch up with the show? Have nothing else better going on with your life? Download podcasts of The Conti and Kenny Show. They are on iTunes, and for you Apple haters, they are now on Stitcher. You can also go to morelikeradio.com or theContiandKennyShow.com.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
My nickname was I Don't Know Joe because whenever I was trying to talk to somebody about my problems, like, listen, man, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Is that really?
I don't know how I feel, and I don't know. All I know is I don't want to be here. I don't want to be there. I don't know where I want to be. Just, I figured I should tell you. And they're like, they would be like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know.
Listen to the I Don't Know Joe Show every Wednesday at joefernandez.net.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
This is Uncle Arthur, everybody's favorite uncle. You're listening to the Conti and Kenny Show. Oh, those two guys really crack me up. Just keep listening. One of the knuckleheads will call you or take your phone call or whatever they do there.
I've seen all my sister's tits except for Tiffany.
I love Kennyisms.
I've seen all my sister's tits except for Tiffany. That poor girl didn't get the Kenny's gaze. Right, Kenny? He might not be back yet.
Making another Captain Morgan.
Yeah. Well, if we hear a hurricane or a tornado
then
in the
we'll
background,
know he's back. He's
we'll know he, well, no, that means he's pouring something.
Either he has it drilled up.
I don't know what the fuck he was doing. Well, it's the Conti and Kenny Show, of course, on morelikeradio.com. The phone number, you're not calling anyway.
Oh, don't do that.
No, nobody calls this show.
Conti.
They don't. So, but yeah, the...
you got to give a number out.
Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to both podcasts, actually. Subscribe to the regular podcast, which is the Conti and Kenny Show. And then also subscribe to the Conti and Kenny Shorts, which is a sort of best of podcast, no more than 30 minutes. We've made 6 so far. The last one features our pal Otto and George from an old classic episode of him talking about meeting John Lennon. And also,
I remember that story.
Rich and Tony from the Unlearned TV show, they're featured on there too. When we were talking about some Jamaican chick who did a song about her father molesting her. Really weird.
Oh, it just went in a different direction.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm going to be on the Unlearned TV show tomorrow.
Wow.
Unlearned with Rich and Tony. I'm taking Tony's place.
High profile.
Yep.
High profile Conti.
Yep. It's unlearned.tv tomorrow night, Tuesday, at 7 p.m.
And I hear they're broadcasted to about like 500,000 million households, those fucking liars. You know I love Rich.
Well, you know what they do, right? They fucking put that show on so many different mediums.
Those are the things between the highways.
Between the highways, yeah. They put them on all these different things so nobody crosses over the highway into the other lane and crash.
It's just a big picture of their faces. Yes.
That's what they do. So, they get all these fucking people checking out their show. So I get to step in for Big Tony, which is Cigars and Scotch, who everybody knows him from the Opie and Anthony show. He's one of their listeners that they always seem to, you know, when they used to use the instant message all the time. So I get to take his place because he's on vacation with his family. So check that out tomorrow night on unlearned.tv with Rich and Tony. I will be there. And I'm also going to be at Brick 46 at the Comedy Shop this Saturday night, opening up for Dan Natterman, who's really friggin' funny.
Very funny.
He's hilarious, man. He's like this, he's kind of like Kenny. He's got like this old type, he's not an old guy, but he's got this old type of a thing about him.
He's got an old soul, basically.
Yes, he's got an old soul, and he talks like an old, it's fantastic. The one joke that I've seen him do on Letterman is and I'll probably butcher it, but I don't care. I gotta let people know how funny this guy is. He's like, he sounds like that too. He's a Jew, but he sounds like an old 40s gangster. And he's like,
hey, you guys.
Hey, Goyles, you know, if you're not interested in us when we ask for your phone number, just be nice to us and say no thanks. Don't give us the wrong numbers, because it's very embarrassing, because you always give us the wrong number, and then we end up calling a Chinese restaurant, and it's embarrassing when they call up, be like, hey, how you doing, Lou's Chinese Shop? Melanie wouldn't happen to be there, would she? You know what I mean? I'm butchering the fucking joke up, but he is a funny dude, man. So if you want to see Dan Natterman this Saturday, July 27th, I'll be there also at the Comedy Shop at Brick 46 in Rockaway, New Jersey, jjcomedy.com.
Very great place.
And the next night, the Otto and George benefit at the other Comedy Shop at the Holiday Inn on Route 46 in Parsippany.
You can get tickets to both at jjcomedy.com.
Yes,
indeed. That's the letter J twice.
J twice.
Comedy.com.
Comedy once.
Right.
.com.
Once.
Yes.
There we go.
All right. Kenny, are you there?
Oh, no. Kenny.
Well, anyway. While we're getting ready for when Kenny decides to come back, I went to I had to go to 3 things on last night. I went to a wedding during the day, then I went to my nephew's birthday party, and then I went and did a gig out in, like, middle Pennsylvania. But I went to my friend's wedding. I don't know if you know Matt Bridgestone.
I know him.
You know Matt, right?
He's hilarious.
He actually hosted.
Was he part of the original Bag of Nuts?
Yes.
Yes, he was. Okay.
Matt actually hosted my first gig that I ever did. Fucking in 1999 when you were probably
six
years old.
Not me.
No, you were not
I'm old.
You were not that quite that young.
No.
But Matt got
a year
married.
Away from graduating high school.
He was busy hitting on my cousin probably.
Oh, yeah?
No, that was after that.
Oh, yeah? He knows your cousin?
Yeah.
How old's your cousin?
His age. Don't open that can of worms.
Nice. Your cousin, is he pretty good looking?
See what he did there? He dropped the S on that word. That's all.
No. Did you ever? Are you friends with her or no?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's how I met Joe.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah.
I know his cousin?
She brought him to the studio when, what were you, like 15 or 16?
14, I think.
14. She brought him down to my studio because he was a fan of my radio show.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and you're welcome, More Like Radio, for having Cornax as a listener. He's,
Oh, no shit. Do I know his,
No, you haven't.
No, I never met her?
No.
So she's not a kook then. Because any girl that I've met through Joe was a fucking lunatic. And of course, I think because partly Joe...
Is a lunatic?
Yeah, he kind of enjoyed.
Hey, this is not.
Oh, that's right. We were just saying how guys aren't crazy.
This doesn't help my.
Oh yeah.
Well, no. We said some guys are crazy.
Joe just has that self-esteem thing that it's weird.
What is this diagnosis you're about to give me?
Here's the diagnosis. Okay.
Oh God.
You have a low self-esteem thing.
It's not that
but you
low.
Have
it used
a
to be
huge
lower.
Cock.
I know.
Usually the
Thank
huge
you.
Cock.
We said that.
Huge cock usually translates into a larger ego. Most men, and I've heard this, men that are either tall or have big penises are usually very aggressive in a sense where they become CEOs.
Look at my arms. I can't be aggressive.
They become very successful because they have this thing that they have where it's that confidence. True confidence, and they're very like, yes, I am going to get that because I am the man. Or,
I used to have that confidence. It was called morphine that I would drink.
You need to get some more of that, dude.
I know.
You might be
a
CEO of...
I mean, some people need, like, you know, Paxil. I need opiates.
Yeah.
I just find that funny because we've had that same diagnosis on several shows, especially...
I weren't a part of these shows, motherfucker. Who are you talking about me behind my back? What are you talking about?
No, you've been on air, and they've said, Joe, this is your problem.
Oh, well, then I was on drugs. I don't remember.
It's weird. Oh, wait, that's Kenny.
Calling your cell phone?
Oh, okay. He said, Kenny, he's going to call back in a couple minutes trying to get a connection. Okay. But yeah, it's like, it's weird when guys who use, first of all, guys who have big, huge cocks,
never mention it.
The only reason he mentions it now is because everybody knows it. So he does
it's
it kind sort
of. An inside joke type thing.
Right. He
we
does
have
that.
A photo of it gilded.
Yeah. But. Thing is that they have this swagger about them. Not saying anything, but it's a natural thing. Guys, that's why if you look, men that are tall are the most successful. They are most successful and probably with cock size. But they said if you have a big penis and you're a tall fella, you have a better chance of being successful. Let's see if this is Kenny.
If you're taller, really?
Yeah, tall men are very successful. Kenny!
Yeah, how's it going?
Okay, sound good, my friend.
So, does it sound much better?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
There's no delay. I got no delay.
Awesome. Sweet.
Oh, what'd you do?
He hung up and called back.
Fuck,
maybe he should have done that at 7:05.
No. He blew an Asian to fix it for him.
No, I put a fucking Ethernet connection on.
Oh, so you're not on
Instead
Wi-Fi.
Of using a fucking... No, instead of using... I just talked to Joe Fernandez, and I told him... Because he led me on to the Blue Yeti microphone. So I'm like, hey, Fernandez, thanks. They can hear my fucking stomach growl. I can piss. I can't fart. Nothing. So I'm like, you didn't tell me. He's like, yeah, just turn the gain down. I'm like, all right. And I'm like, I'm still getting a delay. He's like, are you a Wi-Fi or internet? Ethernet. I'm like, Wi-Fi? He's like, dude, plug it in.
Yeah, yeah.
So now there's no delay.
All right, so, problem solved. Awesome.
Very nice.
Finally.
So can he say something?
Hello, how
so
are
you? What's going on? You going to be all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, see, I kind of talked over him a little bit, but it didn't, you know what I mean? It didn't throw him off.
Yeah.
I it sounds like I'm just in studio with you guys.
All right. Yay!
Bring that Ethernet cord to every hotel room, Kenny.
Yay!
Exactly.
All righty.
Oh, man, we're good now. Yeah.
All right. So I was just telling these guys, I went to Matt Bridgestone's wedding on Sunday.
Who would marry that mutant?
Matt got married to a nice Jewish girl. There was a nice
Jew. Is that that girl Jackie?
Yes. She's a very sweet girl, and it was a very nice Jewish wedding. Weird little, I mean, it's weird because the little, you know, they always have your little, what do you call it, rituals and stuff, which is just as weird or kooky as, like, the...
What are they, pagans?
No,
it was
weird.
Like, stomp on the glass,
but they do it, but they do a thing when they're about to get married, when they walk up to the altar, where they walk around each other three times in a circle. Like, first, she sits in the middle, and he does this thing, and he goes around her three times. And then she stands there, and she walks around him like three times.
And then they decide that Duck Duck Goose with only two people is not that fun.
It just doesn't work, yeah. It's like Jew. Everybody's a Jew.
Jew.
Into the showers! Into the Nazis. I was like Nazi.
Wow.
You said into the showers.
That was quick. That was...
You went right into the real heavy-duty Nazi
stuff. The guy got to drive home.
Yeah, it's weird. It's going to be an awkward ride home.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, man, I got this... kind of, you know, anti-Semitic in the passenger side, mm-hmm. and I used to be friends with his cousin.
Yeah.
I
what's the matter? What happened?
I'm the anti-Semitic. You have, dude. You are so stammering
listen,
right
I,
now.
I have Jewish relatives.
Hey, listen, I'm Italian. I'm pretty much just about a Jew.
We're both neurotic.
Yeah,
Italians
yeah.
And
we're
Jews.
All freaking Dagos.
Oh, you're Italian too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're good then. But
So Kenny, I have German relatives.
Yes, Kenny thinks he's maybe German.
He may have some Jewish lampshades.
He may have some Jewish.
Austria-Hungary. But I claim no allegiance to Mercedes C-Class. Anything.
Yeah. So we went to the to Matt's wedding, and it was very nice.
Where was it?
It was in Tom's
Fred
River.
Neffles?
No, it was in Tom's River. It was actually kind of cool. It was in a temple. But what happened is you walk in. And then there's the church.
You mean the Jew worship place?
Yes, the Jew worship place.
Mm.
And you have your rituals. You know, you have your chairs and everything, and you're watching. It was a small ceremony. You know, maybe, I don't know how many exact people were there. And what happens is behind us, at the back of the church or temple, was like those things that you can like make a room smaller. Like they separate rooms.
Partitions.
Yes, a partition. So covering up. So we're sitting there, and they open the partitions a little bit, and that's where all the people of the wedding came up, and they did the
Baruch Atayon.
You know, it sounded like the
Lion.
It really sounded like I was listening to the Lion King. It was like really, you know,
Muda Matara,
Muda Matara. It was like really
blah 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 blah.
Yeah, it's turned into the Lion King soundtrack.
Yeah, so they did the whole thing, and it was cool. It was fun, and then they, you know, we
when they when they walk around each other, and it's called the Circle of Life.
So we do the thing, and then what happens is because you know how you sometimes you got to go to a wedding, you go to the church, and then from the church you have to drive to the reception.
Right.
Not here. They open up the partitions, and there are the tables and the DJs right there.
I'm sure the food was amazing.
Actually, the food was because it's...
No.
No. Food, yeah, it was.
I'm disagreeing.
No.
Even though I wasn't there. I just remember my first bar mitzvah I was at mm-hmm. a friend's, and the sauce for macaroni literally was pieces of diced up tomatoes and water.
Oh, wow.
That was their Jew sauce.
As a guinea, I'm going to say the sauce was... Okay, I give it like a six, five or six, which is fine. That's you know, that's okay.
Bordering on fine.
See, no,
I'm assuming 10 is like what your mom makes.
Jewish, yeah, of course.
Jewish food is pretty good. You just can't get pre-prepared Jewish food.
But their shit was good because you got it from they own a deli. But the only thing I was pissed because there was no knishes. Their knishes are the bomb.
Never had and a knish in my life.
Oh, dude, you have not
it's
lived.
Like, it's oh. Like
you haven't lived until you had a knish.
Kenny, have you had a knish?
Absolutely.
I had my first knish at
You can
Cat's
make
Deli.
Your own knishes. You can make your own knishes. Take 2-day-old mashed potatoes, put it into like a pancake, and then pan sear it on both sides till it's nice and brown.
This is way too much work for me. No.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
Yeah, it's really good. But anyway, it was a fun, nice wedding, and I just want to congratulate my buddy Matt.
Yeah, congratulations, brother.
Yeah, because just in time for the baby. It was perfect.
Being half Irish, can I just say I respect what the Jews can do.
What do you think? What do you think?
Oh, they had to do it beforehand.
Yeah, of course. They got engaged in like April.
Oh, the religious?
Well, no, because you know how it is. You know, you got to be married before you have, you know.
Yeah, if you're religious.
Right. So what happened was they got engaged in like April or something. And then all of a sudden it was like, hey, we got engaged. It's like, congratulations. Oh, yeah, we're getting married in July. It's like, oh, boy, here it is. Like,
and
I knew it.
Listen,
I knew
any,
what it was about.
And when's the baby due?
I don't know. What?
Any person that's Jewish and not a practicing Jew, automatically when they need it, they will call on their Jewness.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
help them in any situation.
Matt's a Jew, okay? But Matt, he does all the
he's only Jew-ish.
Look at you making a joke. He's Jew-ish.
It was cute, wasn't it?
Matt is one of those guys where he doesn't really follow the religion, but he's okay with the rituals.
So he steps on a glass and a napkin when he gets married.
Yeah, that's all. And, you know, he doesn't. You know, he doesn't fit into the, you know, and he works, you know, he works in his brother's deli. And, you know, as Matt always says, if you're a Jew and you're not a doctor or a lawyer, you have a headshot somewhere, you know, because, you know, if you're a Jew, you're in entertainment somehow.
Right. You're selling diamonds.
Yeah. Well, Greeks and a lot of Arabs sell diamonds.
No, you're talking about diners now. It's a diamond.
Oh, diamonds. Yeah.
Or you are working an amazing deli in New York City.
Yeah. But Matt, and they're going to have a baby soon, so congratulations, Matt, one of my oldest friends in comedy.
One of the good dudes, too.
And you know what? I love Matt. He's one of those guys that he's got a – sometimes he gets a bad rap because Matt, he's very ambitious in the comedy thing where Matt will just – he thinks like a kid. Like
now you're talking my language.
No, but I learned this the other day. If you think like a child –
life is much more fun.
You will think more outside of the box if you're trying to be creative.
Yeah.
And Matt, and I realize that. I'm like, Matt has always been childlike in his, and I don't mean childish, childlike in his ideas. And sometimes people are like, yeah, you're, you know, like he had done comedy shows in his house. He had like a house where it was like almost like a frat house where they had parties and shit. And we did a couple of comedy shows there, and it actually fucking worked. And he wanted to start doing them there, like once in like every month or so. And he wanted to like get like guys like Patrice to come down to the house, and it was lunacy. But I love his thinking outside of the box. And now he's always putting on all these different shows, and he's just doing it because he likes to get some stage time. But he likes to call his friends up. Like, he loves to call me and be like, hey, dude, I got a gig. You want to come down? Doesn't pay that much. And it's not like Matt's putting $1,000 in his pocket and I'm getting $25. He's just that guy. He doesn't have a malicious bone in his body. And he's just that guy. He's just, what you see, you meet him, and for 10 minutes you go, I met him. I know him. I know exactly who he is. There's nothing about him that you won't know in the first 10 minutes that you meet him. He's fucking funny. He could be overzealous and trying to get gigs and trying to do this.
Right.
And that's all he is. And he met a nice girl, and they're going to have a kid. I think it's going to be a girl. And, congratulations, Matthew.
On the radio, he is one of the biggest dumb jokers of all time.
Oh,
I love it.
He does
he's in studio,
bad puns, and it's just, they're funny and
cringe
bad
puns.
Oh, but he's just so good at it because he just does them.
Sure, like my Jew-ish line, but better.
He does it constantly, and it's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good, man. But it was fun. It was a good time, and I just want to congratulate my pal Matt for getting hitched and now having a kid. Good luck, you dumb fuck.
Good luck. It's needed.
Nah, I'm kidding.
Always keep a camera around.
Yeah. All right. Hey, K Kenny, you want to hear? You guys want to hear a story about a fucking teacher who she went to help her students and got fired.
How'd she help them? What
she led them all out by their genitals.
And then, go ahead, Kenny.
A circle jerk.
Ready? Well, as soon as I say the first word in this story headline, you'll know why this story has a kooky ending. Florida teacher.
Of course.
Fired.
Motherfucking course.
Of course. It's always Florida. Florida teacher fired for finding extinguishing school fire. She found a fire, noticed the fire, extinguished it, and now she's fired. And here it is. A daycare teacher in Florida was fired last week because she, of all things, put a fire out at her school. Michelle Hammack worked at Little Temple's child care facility in Arlington, Florida. While her students were napping last week, she smelled something burning in the school. Naturally, she went to check on the problem. I just leaned over and peeked around, and there was a fire in the oven, Hammack said. I ran in there and opened it to try to put it out, and the fire alarm started going off. She rushed back to the classroom, woke up her sleeping students, and took them outside. Although the teachers in the school followed suit, after Hammack did a head count of her students, she went back into the school to make sure the fire hadn't spread. When I got to the third classroom by the kitchen, I could see it was just a contained fire in the oven, she told the local CBS affiliate. Sounds fine. All right, Kenny, do you see anything wrong with this studio? With this
hero?
Not so far.
Hero, right?
I'm thinking that they're probably just going to call it like, oh, it was contained, so you caused a big riot or something.
Okay, that's not a bad synopsis, but you're incorrect. She then grabbed the fire extinguisher, opened the oven, and put out the fire. The fire department then came to the school, inspected the extinguished fire, and told the staff and students they could re-enter the school. But instead of being applauded for her handling of the fire, Hammack was fired. Fired.
Did you say the Hammack was fired?
Oh, her name is Hammack. Hammack, or
okay,
whatever.
I missed that.
And here it is.
I don't get one. All right. Okay.
I fired her only because she
who's
left
the principal
the room.
Talking?
Owner Olga Rozhov.
Is it in Russia? What the fuck name is that?
I think it's a Jewish school. I think it's a Russian. It's called. Olga Rozhov.
It's Joseph Stalin in a pink dress.
Little Temple's Child Care. I'm guessing it might be a Jewish school. So they fired her because she left the room, even though children are sleeping, the teachers are supposed to be there. Like any one of us in her situation would be, Hammack is mad about being fired. It probably would have progressed had it not been put out before that. I didn't start the fire. I put it out.
We didn't start. Who's got that queued up? Come on. Come on,
no,
you radio
I
professional.
Don't have
who's
it
got
up
that queued up? Come on.
But Rozhov is standing behind her decision to fire Hammack. It's not acceptable. And if anybody else does the same thing, I will fire again.
Wait,
I will fire them.
She was trying to get her kids to safety, right?
No question. Here
that is the dumbest thing.
This is the dumbest thing. Unfortunately for the chick, Department of Children and Families is investigating the situation. Unless something we're not being told about what happened, you've got to think at least that she will get her job back. She got fired because she stepped out of the room while her kids were sleeping.
Now, I can understand that.
Don't even tell me you're doing that. You're playing We Didn't Start the Fire?
We have to talk
stop
over
stop
it before
coming
we get in trouble.
Huh?
We are not going to get sued. We are not going to get sued.
Wait, I don't work for MLR. I'm not going to get sued.
Oh,
play it. Turn it off.
Sorry.
See, I can get the rule because obviously, especially if the kids are asleep, you don't want to leave them alone because what if someone comes in? But here's the thing.
Harry
there
Truman,
was a fire.
Doris Day. And,
there's extenuating circumstances here.
Yes.
Extenuating.
There's a fucking fire.
There's a fire.
And this, Kenny, so do you think she's going to end up getting her job back?
No. It won't happen.
She's going to end up somewhere else.
They're going to have to stick to policy because they're going to have to show a safe face. And
because there was a fire, they didn't start it.
But she's going to end up probably somewhere else with better pay.
I hope so, especially if this is a...
Because
it's a good PR move. It's, this hero teacher. Yeah, we'll give you a raise, too. Happy Sunshine Preschool hires hero teacher, gives her double pay.
You know what? That would be cool, but I don't think that's... I mean, that might happen, but still doesn't excuse
this. They're not going to give her...
Oh, no, absolutely not, but as we established... It's run by Joseph Stalin in a pink dress. She probably set the fire to wipe out all the little Jewish kids.
Peter Crockett, Disneyland, Elvis Presley,
Joseph apparently smoked salvia when we were on break.
No, because then he'd be laughing like...
I'm sorry. Let's bring some levity to this intense conversation.
You be quiet.
I'm sorry.
Kenny, so you're thinking that she's not going to end up getting her job.
No, she will get a job somewhere else.
Here.
I have sisters that are teachers.
Right.
And all they do is every single person in that kind of an administration, if it's a it's a private school, it might be a little different, but they won't go back on their initial decision. They will not backtrack because that automatically shows that they jumped to a conclusion and they were wrong. So she will not get her job back. What's probably going to happen is they're probably going to send her money like that bus driver that got berated by all those like sixth graders a couple of months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, the supervisor on the bus.
And on Kickstarter, she got like $650,000 or something in donations.
Which is ridiculous.
And they're like, retire. You're an old broad retire.
Right.
It's going to be something like that. There's no way that she will be back in that school, but someone else will hire her somewhere.
Or if she is, she has the right to just flip off her boss and go, God.
But this is just so, ridiculous. This is all part of this.
It's stupid.
No tolerance.
Knee-jerk reaction.
Knee-jerk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No child left behind.
It's a conspiracy
about
by the Illuminati.
It's always about the children. It's like this woman didn't act irresponsible.
Not at all.
She didn't come to school all fucked up after having an around the world with the New York Knicks. She didn't just come to the studio. She didn't come to work all fucked up or fell asleep because she didn't sleep the night before because she's out partying. She smelled a fire and walked out of the room for a second.
She smelled a fire that we didn't start.
Shut it.
Shut up.
Shut it.
Shut it down. Wait.
Remember, if this is a
shut
private
it down.
School.
What happened?
If this is a private school, she's not tenured. So they basically go on year-to-year contracts. They can be fired at any time. If you work for the state and you are in a public school, you're a public school teacher, you're tenured, so you kind of have the union behind you and stuff. If it's in a private school, they sit there and go, goodbye, get away from us, goodbye, I don't care, and they don't even look at what's going on. You know what I mean? It's going to take time for people to sit there and go, she saved kids from a burning fucking oven. Just because they were napping doesn't matter, you know.
She's a modern day Schindler. But doesn't anybody find it a little ironic that it was this was called Little Temple's Child Care Facility,
and there was an oven,
and there was
a burning oven,
and there was a burning oven.
She saved a bunch of little Jewish kids from a burning oven. She is a modern day Schindler.
Kenny says he's bailing out on this thing here. But I'm going to feign fake outrage here. I am like I can't believe that. This is the problem. There's no brainwaves anymore. Everybody just goes and reads their whatever it is. This is protocol and we can't deviate from anything. And it's taking away.
And that's exactly what it is.
That's why the entertainment field cannot be anything, can't be anywhere near any of this other shit. Because the entertainment field is always about deviating from the norm. It's always about going off kilter. This is nonsense, dude. And this is just one woman who'll probably get a job somewhere, right? Like you said, like Kornak said. But it's still, the idea of this is so ridiculous that this woman got fired and this woman said, oh, well, you know what? If what does she say? She goes, it would probably have been progressed. It's not acceptable. If anybody else does the same thing, I will fire again. Well, you know what? Stupid. I hope next time that somebody says, Well, you know what? It might be a fire, but I better not check because my kids are here. So I'll just sit here like George Bush did on 9/11, reading a fucking story to
the
kids while the building fucking burns down. And then we'll see what happens. Fucking Olga Rosenhofstein, whatever the fuck your name is.
And then the principal is the only one who burns.
The
principal? That
would
just be the
greatest
irony.
Yeah, that would be irony, right? All the kids get out and she burns to death. It's so... How come they can't just say, you know what? Normally... Our rules say you cannot leave the kids, and we stand behind that 100%. But this is that one time out of a million that we're going to let that slide because she was a hero. Me, you know, and that's the thing. There's no
Joe. You have to understand. A lot of places now, a lot of public schools and even private schools, they have to inspect each and every bagged lunch that comes from, you know, your mom makes you a little lunch for peanut butter or soybeans.
Because the new peanut allergy
all
that
this
just
little,
came out. Yeah,
all
yeah.
of this shit. Yeah. They have to inspect, you know, apple crisps.
What happened to the days where you just put those little freaks in the corner and then everyone else normal eat their peanut butter sandwiches over here and that little freak is in the corner eating their little lettuce and their tomatoes?
That's it. It was a different
if they
time.
If they use the same door handle as a kid with a peanut allergy, you know, the bathroom or something, then it's complete lawsuit. It's complete everything. It really is. They really have taken. It's not only that they've ripped the rug out from people making actual honest decisions. It's become policy. So everybody's so scared to actually just like do the right thing. You know what I mean? They're so worried about losing their job.
Too many
because
lawyers.
Nothing is set in stone.
Too many
if,
lawyers.
If you're a tenured teacher, they're gonna take your job away. If you work for a parochial school or a private school, you're on eggshells the entire time. Absolutely, the entire time.
It always
so
comes
instead
down.
Instead of doing the right thing and saving a bunch of kids from a burning oven, you know, they say, "Well, you should have stayed with the kids sleeping." Well, all right, so we'll all die.
Yeah. Well, it always comes down to greed, and now it comes down to greed, and there's too many lawyers. And it doesn't. Listen, I'm not smashing lawyers just to be smashing lawyers. I think lawyers, there is a total need for lawyers in this country, but when you have so many lawyers that now. They have to actually go out and look for work. It used to be you had your law firms and you had your lawyers and the different types. And when people needed them, they went to go see them.
Yeah,
and there was enough work.
I've seen those commercials since the mid-90s. Did you slip and fall somewhere? Call Richard P. Nymark.
The mid-90s. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay.
I'm talking about before that.
Okay.
Like this all stemmed from the... This is all basically late 80s to now. We've had this...
This came up on my show last week, and I think Dutch brought it up, and he might have a point. He said the McDonald's burn case, that made it okay for everyone to sue over anything.
Right, but and what sucks is that case is a terrible case to use because that woman really did. If, do you ever see pictures? Do you ever see pictures of what that old woman
was? It was beyond hot. It was beyond hot coffee.
Dude, you're telling me she was in the right?
Yes.
Honestly,
she
actually,
was. If you look up the
I don't
actual,
know enough. I'm asking. I'm,
there
if
is
you look a, up the details,
I want to see pictures
she
of that
is in
badge.
The right. This is... I read an article on Crack. They had like these five cases that sound frivolous, but if you actually listen, if you look at them, you get the details, and it's like, oh... But because the big corporation has those lawyers, they can spin it. And it's like, look at this silly broad. Well, she complained because the coffee was hot. No, she complained because the coffee spilled everywhere and burned her.
And burned it like...
I thought it was totally frivolous. I didn't...
Dude, and the problem is that what... And this goes to show that our politicians are all in bed with the corporations. They tried to put out... what do they call that, Kenny? To try to keep out the quote frivolous lawsuits
out of the courts. Habeas corpus?
No, fuck
loopholes or like.
No, it's a certain thing, and I agree. You need to keep out frivolous lawsuits, but what they're doing is they're keeping it at a very open. It's very open to interpretation, so it's making it very difficult for people to sue. Get ready. Corporations.
Because the laws are so vague of what you could sue over.
The government loves doing that with open laws because then if somewhere down the line
they don't want you doing something. But it's not technically illegal. If the law is open enough, they can say, well, no, it can be interpreted this way. And so,
yes. Take a look. Come here around, guys. Take a look at this old woman's...
Oh, my God.
Look at that. That was her legs, and that's her crotch area. That was from a cup of coffee.
Where did you find that, Joe?
All right, just Google McDonald's hot coffee pictures.
Here's what I'm getting from this. Apparently, before the lawsuit, McDonald's made their coffee 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yes.
They served it out. Come on.
I think...
This had to be one fluke where they fucked up and it was too hot.
Well, they said that they tested it. I watched a special on this.
Yeah.
And McDonald's coffee was at somewhere around 300 degrees, where almost all coffees don't need to be past 180 degrees.
Even 180 sounds high to me.
But I think it was like, was it 180? It might have been 180. I forget the numbers, but...
Anything has to be over between 150 and 170 for bacteria.
Yeah, by the way, if you're listening live, Wet S. Brent has the picture in the chat, morelikeradio.com/live.
Yeah, I just showed these guys a picture, and you were just like, holy shit, like, that's not a frivolous...
No, that's serious.
Right, but that's... And that is the spin on the corporations to try to say, hey, everybody, look what everybody's doing. You're suing a poor McDonald's corporation.
No,
look
what
they're doing.
I think you know what it more is? It's the ridiculous thing of, also now it has to say, warning, this coffee is hot. That's what changed that.
But then
it's like you didn't know that before?
You look at
that
the picture.
Coffee is hot?
Fucking that!
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But you know what? That also, but at least now they don't make the coffee that fucking hot. Ridiculously hot. Like, and
but
I don't
again,
know.
Like,
that
you're telling me
that
wasn't
that
just
pussy.
One scenario where it wasn't every McDonald's making it that fucking ridiculous
they said
temperature?
That was
the standard for every McDonald's?
From what I remember.
That's how they handed out coffee to everyone at that time? At that
pretty much
degree?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I guess the idea was okay, it'll cool down or they'll blow on it or whatever. But they need it to be hot so that when they gave it to the customer, it was hot, steaming. They didn't have to worry about going.
Because they didn't have to worry about people saying, our coffee got cold.
But I'm looking at a girl's legs who had like Roman candles shot at them.
Yeah, it's exactly. That was from a cup of coffee.
Also remember, it also depends on the duration of time that it's touching the skin. If she burns it on her pants, that water, it doesn't matter. If anything over 212 degrees is boiling point. If she burns it and she's sitting in her car just screaming, going, ow, 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 that's basically continuing to cook. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like she poured molten lava on her legs. What this is an after effect of her pouring boiling water in between her thighs and not doing anything about it. She wasn't able to extinguish it or take her pants off because she was probably sitting in the car. So what happens is that boiling water, then this is probably these pictures of this old vag are disgusting, but it's probably about a week after it happened,
where the
body starts to heal.
I don't think they had lids on it. I think that was probably the main problem. It was probably an open cup. I don't think they hand out lids, and I think it spilled on her. That's probably what happened.
Who would put hot coffee on your clit anyway?
The guy that's married to the woman that wants to go to the lake, that's the guy. And it would be just.
Oh yes,
yeah. That's who would pour hot coffee on a clit.
You know, just looking at those pictures, it reminds me of something. Hey, Joe, do you remember this? All you ladies
pop your pussy like this. Put your phone away, you fucking
really?
Idiot.
Are you doing
Stop
Joe Coletta
yeah,
references
come on.
On this show?
Stop it. It's worse than me playing Billy Joel on my phone.
Almost. I can't think of the. There's a name for this. It's not legislation. There's an actual name.
Some kind of law, like.
Yeah, and John McCain was very big on getting this thing taken care of. But anyway, the point is that yes, there's too many lawyers, and yes, there are too many people trying to fraud. Listen, there. You know those 1-800 877 get cash now and all those different things.
Those fucking Indian things.
Oh, you got to play that clip then from Spike Girl.
Oh yeah, no. I need my money and I want it now. You ever see those?
It's commercial. My money, and I want it now.
Right, exactly. I'll try to find the clip. That there's a ton of them. And you know what they are? There are actual companies now, Peachtree, these different ones that are...
I had a structural sediment,
and I need cash now. Call JG.
You got to play this.
It's fucking the most obnoxious thing ever.
Oh. But isn't it sad that we all know by heart?
Yes, because it gets...
So does Spike Girl's cat. You got to find that bit.
I'm trying to find it here. But the point is that all of those companies, you know what they are? They are vying for people's business. There are that many people that are sitting on fucking lawsuits waiting for their money because they don't just give you your money right away. It takes a while. They try to make it as difficult as possible to do these lawsuits. There are so many people sitting at home, sitting on their fat ass waiting to get their... These settlements that these companies are going, oh, Joe Coletti, you're not going to get your settlement until 2015, $200,000. You're going to get that over a year. We'll give you $150,000 right now. Do you want it? Sure. That's what they're doing.
And they get the rest.
There's so many of these fucking suits out there.
Right.
So that's what I'm taught. There is so much of it that there is literally companies now created to take care of settlements. Because people don't want to sit and wait anymore. I can't find that clip, dude.
Well, it's like, it kind of reminds me, I'm not sure if it's related. You can tell me to shut the fuck up if it's not. But it's like if you won a scratch-off that won you $3 million, right? And you could either do the full $3 million over the course of the rest of your life.
Right.
Or take $1.5 million today, now. What do you do?
$1.5 million.
That's what I would do. I would take the now.
But it's not even close.
Because, like, no, wait, it's less than 1.5. Scheduled.
It'd be
way it's scheduled out is you're probably never going to get your money before you die.
That's my point. That's why.
No, but, all right, but here's the point. Let's say you won, let's use a ridiculous number,
right.
$300,000.
Okay.
I'm sorry, $300 million.
Mm-hmm.
One of those crazy lotteries.
Powerball fucking things.
Right, $300 million.
Right.
Now, let's just say you take it. In the installments of whatever it is. Okay?
Okay.
But now you pay tax on it. Of course. So this isn't fucking hard-earned money. This is fucking lottery money. So they're taking like 40%. It's probably between 30 and 40%.
At least, I would think.
Yeah. Let's make it...
No, it's almost closer to 50.
Is it? All right, let's pretend it's 50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right? That's $150 million. So now... You're basically getting $150 million over 20 years. That's what they usually do, 20 years. And you say, you know what? I'll take it. I don't know what the number is.
But I thought the difference is you could have 300 over years or you could have 150 now.
But this is the deal. If you want to take the cash, they go, all right, we'll give you the $300 million. But if you want cash, we'll give you $175 million. You go, great. But now you got to pay tax on the 175.
But wouldn't you have to pay tax if you took the 300 over amount of time?
Right, but you would. You're at least getting. You're getting $300 million and you're paying tax on it, right? So let's say that's 50%, $150 million. You're taking the cash, so you're going. All right, now I'm only getting 175. Now I got to pay 50% tax on that. So you end up with $90 million. And believe me, we're talking about a ridiculous amount of money, doesn't matter. But the point is, it goes from $300 million to $90 because you wanted cash.
But let me get this straight. Bullshit. If you had $300 over the course of your life, you wouldn't get taxed that much? Is that what you're saying?
No, you're getting taxed the same
thing. It would probably be the same thing. But I'm saying, because you wanted the cash,
right.
It'd
be immediate.
You're losing, we're using hypothetical numbers,
right.
You're losing $210 million because you said I want the cash right now, even though you would getting over 20 years, you'd be getting like whatever $2 million.
Well, that's just me. I don't expect my habits. I don't expect to be alive in 20 years, so I would take it right now.
Exactly. I'd be like
Joe. I'd like to be in your will.
It was like 1984, and it was one of the biggest jackpot. Maybe it was 1982 or 83. It was one of the biggest lottery jackpots. So far, it was like $31 million. It was New York Lotto.
Okay.
And the guy won, and 2 days later, he OD'd on a cocaine fucking overdose.
Joe, like 2 days, in he had another a big life.
Party. 2 days later, bang.
That's awesome.
That was Cousin Joe in another life.
Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah.
Well,
I'd be sticking cocaine up my ass.
God, I miss Coke. Kenny, do you miss Coke? Right, it's been right, a while.
Notice he doesn't say, God, I miss Coke, until Kenny says, like my, I'd love like to shove it up my ass.
Well, Kenny,
would you like to be snorting Kenny's rectum?
Kenny's talking. Kenny? About that Coke. Hello?
No, I'm not talking. I'm good.
Oh, all right.
Never mind. Oh, well.
No,
wait, made me feel like an asshole junkie. Thanks, Kenny. Thanks a lot for the support. Thanks.
All right. Well, Kenny, I think now that you fixed it, three quarters of the way through the show, at least we got it down. So,
yeah, we got it down.
Yeah. But it still was okay. The show went all right, considering you're out in Tallahassee.
It was a big flood, okay?
You guys got here late. Kenny's stuff wasn't working right, but it all came together. So I want to thank Cousin Joe, of course, for coming down.
Anytime, sweetheart.
And your show is on Thursday nights from 7 to 10.
Eastern, yes it is.
On morelikeradio.com.
Right here. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Cornax, thanks for taking a ride down.
Great fun.
He
jumped in my car. He took a ride down.
That's what I'm saying.
The chauffeur.
You took a ride. Yeah.
Anything else you want tonight?
Cousin Joe.
That's right. That was my joke. I'm sorry. And Kenny,
hey, thanks, pals, for coming down, man.
We'll figure out about next week. Maybe I got to talk to Kenny about
it. I want to be in the studio with Kenny again so I can make out with him.
Okay. All right. So anyway.
I love the fact that Kenny didn't just go, no.
No, he was contemplating where he's going to sit when you guys decide to make out.
On camera, obviously.
Oh, of course.
He's wondering if it's going to be a ghost position and if he can give you a reach around.
A ghost?
Yeah, ghost.
Patrick Swayze, you know.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking. All right, let me get the plugs out of the way so we can get the hell out of here. Follow us on Twitter. The show's Twitter is CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. Like our Facebook page, Conti Kenny Show. And subscribe to both podcasts, the regular show and, of course, Conti and Kenny Shorts. And you can subscribe to them on iTunes. You can also go to ContiKenny.com, or you all can also go to MoreLikeRadio.com.
Damn right you can.
Get my DVD called Joe Conti Happiness, or the CD. The best is to go to CD Baby or go to iTunes. It's real cheap on there. It's called Joe Conti.
I think the links are on JoeConti.com.
JoeConti.com. Yes,
right.
They are.
Let's go there. Makes it
go
easier.
Go there, yep. Mm-hmm. And get the TuneIn app. Go on your phone. Go on your device. Get the free app. It's called TuneIn, and you can listen to any of the shows live on More Like Radio. And some friends of the show, our pals, Metal Breakfast Radio. Love those guys. Dave Cyrus, his website, GodHatesBrickStone.com. Check that out. It's a great friggin' website. Also, JJComedy.com. Some great shows coming up. I'll be opening up for Dan Aderman the 27th. At Brick 46, the 28th, the Otto and George benefit, and the 26th, Friday night, Mike Gaffney's going to be headlining the other comedy shop in Montclair. So go to jjcomedy.com, and the website life-forever.com is our pal, DeChrome. That's his comic book. Go there, check out his website, and a couple of podcasts that we are also friends with. Like I said, metalbreakfastradio.com. Their podcast is great. Unlearn with Rich and Tony, which I'll be on tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock on unlearn.tv.
You're
and,
such a star.
The I Don't Know Joe Show, great podcast, starring Joe Fernandez. And it's the All About Me podcast. I love those guys with Holly and Rorschach. And Pod Cheese with Benny Michaels and the Mike Gaffney Show. All right, I got about 5 seconds. Kenny, I'll talk to you later, all right?
All right, I'll give you a buzz in a bit. Thanks, right. Fellas. I appreciate it, guys.
Later, brother.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. We're out of here. Bye.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Bye.
Well, so long, loser. I'll see you next week.